Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'm going to say a new year. One, now I ain't going to go to that. We'll talk about that later with Brother D, about this one you'll never see before. But Brother D just slid in here. Go ahead and bless on this show so we can get this new year started. Let's go, Brother D. You and Brother House. Let's hit it.
Amen. 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 Then God bless us all year long with Brother Ernie. And he's starting the new year off blessing us. I'm going to ask my brother if he would give us a word of prayer today to let the Lord know and let Brother Ernie know just how much we truly adore and appreciate him for all that he did. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Brother Tim, if you would you lead us in a word of prayer?
All right, Brother D, thank you very much. It is a pleasure and an honor, and I'm very glad to be here with you guys. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come by to say thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you for allowing us to be your people. We come so humbly, Lord God, to ask you and say thank you that you would hear our prayers, that we want to say thank you for bringing us to 2022. We're here now in 2023. We thank you right now that you have allowed Brother Ernie to carry us on through. He walked with us and guided us and led us down through the safety of racing, and we say thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless him with good health and strength, a sound mind, bless his family and keep them, watch over them, and most of all, Lord, we ask that you would bless his business, that it would be prosperous, that he'll see the fruit of his labor, that he'll know that all the hard work that he's done, look what he has done. He's accomplished it through you, Lord. Continue to bless him, bless his business, strengthen them, and keep them, Lord God. We just ask that you crown him with wisdom, and we just ask that thank you for him allowing him to pour into us, each and every one of us. We love you. We appreciate it right now, Lord, and bless this show and continue to keep it in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Brother D.
All right. That being said, New Year, hold on. We don't know what's going to happen, but hold on. Hold on.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Hey, hey, what's happening, guys? I'm back. New Year. Been a long time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Okay, here's a question straight off. Who in the old movie said, and God bless each and every one? Come on. Who said it? Who said it? Dog, who said it?
Ain't nobody on it but me and you. I don't know who said it. Brother D or Brother House, who said it? I don't know.
It was Tiny Tim. It was Tiny Tim.
Come on. Oh, come on. Oh, go on back to sleep.
Come on there.
I'm floating y'all.
Ernie.
Come on, House.
I said, Ernie should have said, which one said that with a ukulele? Then we would have been able to get it. That's it.
I'd be Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
There you go. Hey, guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitro Systems. I hope y'all had a good Christmas, happy new, merry new year, whatever you want to call it. It's over. It's behind us. Now it's time to get ready to go racing. We had, 72, 73 degrees today. A week ago, it was 8 degrees. This weather is really screwed up. I tell you, I don't know which way to go on this thing. I was going to have Don Kennedy on here. I wanted to ask him a few things about the car, but I didn't figure that today was everybody was going to be off work, so I didn't get him on here. I wanted to find out if you've got the insurance and your car is in your trailer, your car is insured. And if something happens to that motor while it's in the car, is it covered under your insurance policy? Like if it froze, would it pay for it? It's one of those things I'm going to find out for next week. Because he says it's, most things are covered as long as it's not on the racetrack surface. So I guess we'd have to just see what's going on. All right. Now, to get our sponsors out of the way, Copy Car Nitrous Oxide Systems. Your one-stop shop for nitrous equipment. Anything you need, we got it. Or we can get it, or we can make it. Give us a call if you need it. You want to update your systems, bottles, valves, like I said, we got it. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Easiest word out there. You're looking for it? Call it. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. Silverback Streams for all your IBTV needs. FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance for all your race car needs. If you don't have it, get it. There's been a few cars that was this last weekend. People were out playing around, and they ended up totaling their vehicles. So keep them out of the ditches. Keep the rubber side down. So Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. $20,000 worth of agreed value insurance is $187 a year. Now, I'm sure you're not going to total your vehicle every time you do something, so you're very seldom ever going to have a claim that high. But just think of all the little stuff that happens that could be covered while you're going down the interstate and your car comes loose, untied, and flops around in the trailer. It's covered. So, give Don a call.
Y'all hold on. I dropped Ernie, y'all. Y'all hold tight, guys. Hold tight. I dropped Ernie. Ernie's going to kill me. I dropped Ernie in the middle of a sentence. Hold on, Ernie. I'm coming back at you. I dropped old Ernie. Honey, don't even know he was dropped. Honey, follow that steel topper. Don't know he didn't drop. Oh, God. He's going to the voicemail. Honey, don't even realize he didn't drop. His big mouth over there regular talking. He regular talking. Don't even know he didn't drop. Drop the show. My. I wonder when he's going to find out. Y'all hold tight, guys. It's New Year, man. New Year, everybody drunk. The dummy don't even know he's been dropped off the show. I ain't gonna open to the house, Michael, because it's a house. I wonder what he's gonna figure out. Oh, let me call him one more time. Told Ernie. Let me see if I can get old Ernie back here.
It said, thank you for listening and went away.
Ernie, you got dropped off right. Okay, pick up where you left off at, Ernie. I don't know what happened. Well, we had a glitch in the system or what, Ernie. They sure didn't like you, though.
Okay, I'm back. Hey, two shows in one night. This is doing good. Okay, let's get into some tech stuff before we get too far along. And this is, I can say, this is from the back of my head on things that I've seen. And if you run into it, how to cure it. Have you ever pulled off your aluminum heads off your car and you flip them over? And not the chambers, but the mating surface of the head has got like this white corrosion on it, and it's etching away the surface of the heads. All right, that's caused by electrolysis, the difference between the steel and the aluminum and the water creates an electrical charge, and it starts etching away the aluminum of the aluminum head. Two ways to stop and control that. One, make sure your engine head, one head has got a good solid ground. I don't care if you got motor mounts, front plates, all that stuff. You've got to ground the head, back of the head or front of the head, to the chassis. That helps slow the electrolysis down. If you're not using, steam water or whatever they call it, this distilled water, that's it. I'll get it out in a minute. If you're not using distilled water, then the chemicals in the water, that's whether your well or where your city water is, contains a bunch of chemicals. And that can create a problem with the etching. The best, easiest way to do it is take a half a cup of baking soda. You got your radiator drained. When you go to fill it back up, put in a half a cup of baking soda, and then fill up the radiator like you always would. Turn your water pump on, let it circulate. The baking soda dissolves into the water, and it neutralizes the water.
Ernie,
I can save you. Sir.
Ernie, I was going to ask you, Ernie, as much as they change their water every time they come back to the piston, back first, when does the stuff start? And it doesn't have to set up or what? Because most people, I mean, most of the bad boys with their aluminum heads and stuff like that, they change the water so often, Ernie. So how does it build up, Ernie?
Where the electrolysis comes is someone that's driving a car and they put it up or leave it, you know, over the winter time and the seasonal change and all that where you're not running the car. If you just run once a month, you can have that problem. If you've got a motor that is setting up in your shop, then you really need to pay attention to it because it will create that electrolysis while it's just sitting in the shop. So make sure that you can add that easy enough. If your engine is just sitting in the shop, cap the bottom of the water pump and pour it in up through the thermostat housing, and you should have, you know, no problem with that. Just let it stay in there.
All right.
And that neutralizes everything.
Okay, Ernie. Tim House got a question for you. But Ernie, you got a lot of noise back there, Ernie, from your TV and talking and all. You got a lot of noise back there. Tim House had a question there in the same area. Come on, Tim, while Ernie on that question. Come on, while you on that same question.
Hey, Ernie. Hi, Ernie. Happy New Year to you. I had a question about what you just said. Okay, Ernie, I've grounded my stuff before, and people said, one individual, electrician guy, said, you don't have a true ground. And I want to know if this is correct. You see them little studs coming out your roll bar? I said, yeah. He said, you got to ground it to the block of the car, of the motor. Then he went over to that. They grounded it there. Then they said the only true ground is to run it all the way back to the battery. Now, is that true, Ernie? Because if you're just going to ground the head to hold that, then that, is that really the true ground? Because I'm trying to figure out which one is which one.
When you're working with DC voltage, you got the positive and the negative. Anytime that you have those two and you have the battery grounded to the chassis, good, clean ground, then that whole chassis is grounded. That is a true ground. Now, if you've got a loose or corroded fitting, oxidized ground wire, anything that can create a bad connection, okay, then you don't have a true ground. But, yes, the chassis is always a true ground if it's done properly. And if it's not done properly, that's going to affect your motors, your transmission, if you use electric shifting, it's going to affect everything because the voltage is not going to stay up there where it should. So, yes, a good connection is, and that's something you should check over the winter time, is make sure all your connections are good. And not just look at them. Take them loose. Take you a wire wheel or something and buff the wire connector. You know, because those are, you know, big connectors. You need to clean them. Clean the stud. Clean any paint or oxidized that might be around that stud. If you've got washers and nuts on it, take those washers and throw them away. Don't put them back on. Put new washers on and a new nut. And do not use a nylock nut. That's the nut that's got the crown nut with the nylon in it. Use a good grade 8 nut and, like I say, two flat washers. Lock it together and you have a good ground, but check all your grounds all the way up to the terminate on the motor.
All right. Hey, Ernie, the reason why mm-hmm. I said that is because we go up there and the nitrous work beautiful. As soon as we go up there and get on the line, it wouldn't work. One would work, one wouldn't work. And so he said he ran the grounds and all that stuff from the nitrous solenoid to a stud on the block, from the block to the chassis, from the chassis all the way back to the battery, and everything has never failed yet. So I was just trying to figure out, is that overkill or, you know, because, you know, like you said, that's the chassis, but it worked.
Is that overkill? If you have had a problem caused by a bad ground or a bad power wire, that's going to affect your solenoids operating because your solenoids pull the most amperage. Your nitrous solenoids pull the greatest amount of amperage, so they're going to fail first. And a failure like that is because of a bad connection. Now, you can ground everything, just, you know, block to the chassis, heads to the chassis. It's overkill, but if you're of the feeling that you're not really sure and true to what's happening, it don't create any problems at all having too many grounds. Aggravating, taking them on and off and taking care of them, but it's not going to create any problems.
Okay. Now, Ernie, this is my question. If you got a race motor like what we have, and there's some of them, we got these vacuum pumps. If you don't have a dipstick in the motor, Ernie, and you don't put the vacuum pump on there, what's going to happen then? Would it blow out the head valve cover gaskets, or what will happen then, Ernie? Because one person told, I'm not going to run no vacuum pump. I said, well, okay, well, I got to run one. Why do you have to run it? Well, I said, well, you got to get all that out. But I'm just asking, Ernie, what would happen if you don't run the vacuum pump in these race motors and you don't have a dipstick?
You're going to have vents on your valve covers. You've got to relieve that crankcase pressure. If you don't, that pressure is going to build up in the motor. You're going to start getting oil blow by up into the chambers, and you take a real good chance of inverting the seal, the lips on the seals. And when you do that, you're going to get oil that's just pouring out under pressure. You know, running a vacuum pump system, belt drive, we're going to say Moroso type thing, that's all in good. But on these motors, especially the motors that you're driving on the street,
Ernie,
and going to the track. Yes, sir.
Ernie, yes. I kind of closed Tim up first, though, but this your show, but you got to, I can hear the TV just as good as I can hear you. Whoever back there talking, Ernie.
Okay. Brenda, turn around. Brenda's talks, it just echoes. Okay, I'll just go somewhere else. Okay. Thank you, dog.
No, I was just letting you know, Tim just kept asking questions, but I wanted to let you know that you're good now. I don't hear it now, though. But Tim, I'll be back up, though, since you and Aaron just had a, you and Aaron can go ahead and battle it out some more.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what's going to happen, Ernie. What's going to happen? We don't vent that motor.
Well, okay, back to the vacuum pump. we're not going to put a vacuum pump on the motor, a Moroso style. But now, if you've got a car that has vacuum-assisted brakes, you're going to have a real problem because these motors, these camshafts today, do not produce enough vacuum in the motor. So that's going to create a problem with your braking system. The best way to do it would be go to any late model car, Camaros, anybody, Denalis, pick a Chevrolet, I know they got them, and get the electric vacuum pump off of one of those. Mount it, it's 12 volts, let it run through a canister so that you can drain it, and then go from the canister to the valve cover. You just created yourself a vacuum pump system. Cheap, you can get them at U-Pullets for, heck, $15, $20 or less. If you've got a car in a friend's yard that's been wrecked or doesn't run, go take it off that. Like a diesel truck or a late model car, all have vacuum pumps. And that'll make your car run better if you have the vacuum brakes, and it'll make the brakes work properly. That's the easy way to do it. That's the least expensive way to do it. And you can do it on, it don't matter what kind of car.
On a race car, Ernie, did the brakes work off of vacuum too, on the race car too, Ernie?
Some cars do. If you take the, if you just took a G-body or a Mustang and you put a motor in it and a little bit of a chassis, okay, you still got vacuum-assisted brakes. Unless you change the master cylinder out, you've got vacuum-assisted brakes. So the guys that are building cars on their own, you know, they may not change that out. And then they found out with the race motor, the brakes don't work good. And the reason why it doesn't work good is because there's no vacuum being created by the camshafts. And, you know, kind of one after the other. You know, your options are either do that or go to the old-style valve cover vents like we had back in the 50s and well, 60s and stuff, and you can run hose down to your collector and put it in there at about, well, you need to be at a pretty good angle, 45 degrees or less, so it kind of creates, your exhaust pulls a vacuum across that piece. Tie it together. You're ready to go. Works great. You don't have a vacuum system. Back to you, sir.
Is that the same one they use to put it in the back of the carburetor too, honey? And put a run a hose on the back of the carburetor vacuum too?
No.
The same thing?
No. If you run anything off the carburetor or the vacuum side, you're going to destroy the vacuum of the motor, and that's going to affect the car won't run. Because at that point, you've got a major vacuum leak. It has to come off the valve covers, and you can get them. Yeah, Moroso sells them. You can get them at any auto parts deal. You put that little rubber seal in there, and then you pop it in place, you know, just like we did in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And they work great.
All right, Tim. All right, Tim, you got anything else, Tim? You still open?
No, dog. I don't have anything else. Thank you, Ernie. Just wanted to make that clear. Thank you.
All righty.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Ernie, we had a big discussion on your opening statement. So if you still got an opening statement, go ahead. If you don't, we'll go to something else. If you were on your opening statement, we had a dialogue on that.
Now, we can go ahead. But I pretty much covered that. But, yeah, you know, it's just an easy way if you've got an etching problem, how to solve it. You know, if you don't solve it, it's going to eat away on the head structure till it creates a problem. If you find out that that's happening, what do you do about the etching so you get proper seal? Easiest thing to do, get your wire wheel, go over it, and get it and wire wheel it from all directions, not just hold it and go in one way. Get it all cleaned out good. You can take JB Weld, Instant Steel, any of that stuff, mix it up, put it in there, and push it in good and hard, and then just come in there with a credit card or a nice straight edge and just wipe it off. Let it dry. Put your gasket sealer on there. It'll last. I've never had any fall out, so it lasts a long time. And I mean, I've run some high compression motors, and with that type of repair, especially if you have a head that's been machined and it's got a sunken area in it, okay, you can spend a lot of money taking it to a welder. They can weld it up, and then you send it to a machine shop, and they can machine it back down. Or you just clean it out real good, JB Weld or Instant Steel. Works great. Back to you, Doug.
Okay, Ernie, they say you a dinosaur. They say I'm a dinosaur. Guess what, Ernie? We finna inherit a whole lot of kin folks because we talking about these carburetors. Now, I got a question on carburetors, Ernie, I'm finna cover, but I heard the guys on the show today complaining about you got Holly, you got FuelTech, you got HailTech, you got Matador, you got so many different new programs. After a while, they might want to go back to carburetors. But Ernie, I'm going to, on carburetors that you said something about a carburetor. What the heck am I getting for my money, Ernie, if I send my carburetor off to be flowed? What am I getting for my money, Ernie?
What you're getting for your money is a clean carburetor, and unless you physically have a problem, nothing else. Because if your carburetor has been working with no problem and you just want to get it checked and rebuilt, okay, fine. Check it and rebuild it. But to send it in and thinking you're going to make a big change and you're going to go way faster, nah, it ain't going to work. Your carburetor in drag racing serves two purposes. Idle, wide open throttle, and idle. That's it. You know, we don't need to worry about throttle deacceleration, acceleration, and coming out of turns and all that stuff. No, we don't do that. Most of us don't do that. Now, I've seen a lot of videos where people thought that they could drive their drag car like a round track car and want to play with a gas pedal. No. If you buy a carburetor, and, you know, there's everybody out there is trying to sell a carburetor. I have found out the best carburetor to buy for drag racing is a standard Holley carburetor, whether it's an 850, a 1050, or 1150. If somebody tells you that they've got a 1050 that's flowing 1300 CFM, tell them to have a nice day. Don't buy it. That extra CFM is not needed because if you're running nitrous, you're going to be putting that pressure in there that's going to create almost twice the vacuum of what the motor would normally have. And that's going to create a problem because now you're sucking more fuel into the motor, more air into the motor, and then you're trying to chase the over-rich situation by reducing the amount of fuel going into your nitrous system. Now, get the carburetor right first. If your motor's been dynoed, or they say, well, you know, get your motor running right and then put the nitrous on it, or then turn the nitrous on. No. If your car can make a full eighth mile and run, no, you're not going to run as fast, but run decent, your carburetor's too rich. You need to change the jets in the carburetor. Because once you turn that nitrous on, everything changes. You got to make sure that you've got it right. That way you're not going to hurt your pistons. You're not going to hurt your spark plugs. Everything's going to come just look nice and pretty, just nice brown look. Back to you, Doug.
Okay, Ernie. With that being said, Ernie, a normal, just say a normal 1050, 1150, 1250, 1350 carburetor, Ernie. How many power valves do it come with, Ernie?
I mean what?
How many power valves is in? Do they come with power valves, Ernie?
Yes, they will. You have to make sure, you know, anytime you buy a carburetor, I don't care where you get it, even Holley. First thing you do, you want to take the bowls off. You want to make sure there are no power valves in the front or the rear. You want to make sure all the pieces are in place. And when I'm talking about pieces, I mean, you take the bowl off and you look in there and make sure that nothing is laying in the bowl, like a jet or a jet extension in the rear. And in drag cars, you want jet extensions in the rear. you know, that's the main thing. You just want to check sure everything's there. You're going to check your air bleeds. I always, even on brand new carburetors, I'll take the air bleeds, count how far it takes to turn them in till they stop, and then I'll back them out 1.5 flats. That way, I know they're all pretty much set at that point. When I put it on the car, I haven't got to play with the air bleeds because all your air bleeds should be the same setting. And the air bleeds is going to affect your idle more than anything else. You know, there's different ways of, you know, setting your air bleeds, which, yeah, I've tried them all, and it's easier just run them until they stop. Don't torque it down. Just run until it stops. Back it out 1.5 flats. Well, that'd be three flats or 1.5 turns. Let's get that correct. And you won't have any problems. When you put the carburetor back on the car, make the first thing you do, set the float levels. On the Holley, they're simple. Undo the plug or look in the sight glass or whichever one you've got. Adjust your seats on the front and the rear. That's undo the big nut. Turn the other side. You'll see the fuel come up about half a window. Well, excuse me. It depends on which sight glass you've got. Right. There's three different types of sight glasses. There's the plug, the brass plug. All right. With the brass plug, you bring the fuel level up to just starts to weep fuel out of the bowl. Lock it down. Check it again. Looks good. Put the plug back in. Now, you've got the clear window that screws in the place of that plug. Take that window out. Set it the same as you would before. Screw it back in, and you'll see normally a level just at the bottom of it. The carburetors that have the sight glass made into the side of it, you can't take it out. It's a sight glass. The way you want to set those is you bring it up to it's about a quarter level in the sight glass. Lock it down. You're good to go. Only thing your sight glass does is make sure that the bowl has enough fuel to recover to get you down the track. If you get it too high, you're going to run rich on the big end because it's going to try to come out the air bleeds, out the vent tubes, everything else. If you're running too low, it's going to fall on its face. You don't have enough fuel because literally you are sucking the carburetor dry. Check your fuel pumps. Make sure you got the right pressures. Carburetor needs to run anywhere between 6 to 7 pounds of pressure. You don't want to drop it any lower than that, and if you go above that, you need to make sure you replace the needle seat to a high-pressure needle and seat. Because if you go too high, the pressure from your fuel pump will blow right on by the needle seat. And when that happens, it's going to flood the motor. There again, back to the same problem. So little things to check, but whether you buy a Holley from whoever, Summit, Keystone, Jegs, your local speed shop, CPR Racing, you know you got a good carburetor. And everybody's copying Holley. That's got to tell you something. And so, yeah, Elderbrock even come out with a new carburetor. I have not had one of those in my hand. So I can't give you my opinion on that.
Is Quick Fuel a carburetor, or is that just a place where you go send them? Is Quick Fuel a carburetor?
Quick Fuel is a carburetor that's made in China.
Okay. Well, they said, I just got a guy just text said Quick Fuel made more horsepower on the dyno right out of the box. I read me saying it, you know.
Okay, now we're talking about chassis dyno or engine dyno?
I don't know. He just said, William Brown said it. He said it made more power on the dyno right out of the box.
What you're going to see is we've got to look at what jets are in it or what jets were in it. You know, just we've got to know what's just that fact that we've changed carburetors. Holly
he said,
being
he said
standard.
He said engine dyno, Ernie.
Okay.
Engine dyno.
Engine dyno, on engine dyno, you put bigger jets on the carburetor to the point that it starts to fall off. And then you back up one set, and then you play with the timing to get everything where you want it, and there's the big horsepower. That is a normally aspirated setup. Now, if you take that normally aspirated setup and put nitrous on it, now the carburetor is way too rich. And that's when you have to start messing with the nitrous system to try to tune the motor for nitrous. That's where you start pinching rings, lifting rings, backsiding pistons. It destroys the engine because it drives the hydraulic itself. Best thing you do is give me a call, let me know what your setup is, and I'll tell you what just to put in the carburetor and the whole spread, so you ain't got to worry about that. It should not take you 2 years and four motors to get your nitrous tuned in. That's what is giving nitrous a bad reputation. It's not nitrous that's doing that. It's the tune-up that nobody wants to give you. And there's your problem. If you've got everything set right and you turn on your nitrous and you've got the proper jetting in there, the proper fuel pressure, the proper bottle pressure, the jets in the carburetor are right, that puppy will run. And if you go out there and just put it on and hope and guess that something's going to happen, something's going to happen. And what's going to happen is you're going to end up tearing up your motor. You've all seen pistons that had broken edges right there on the outside edge of the intake relief, the eyebrow. That's caused by being too rich. That's not because, hey, that's a bad piston or your ring lands were too high. We have moving rings up and down pistons. And they would still hurt the pistons. Like we made thicker domes, just everything we could do. Until we figured out that this thing is hydraulicking. But once we, like I said, the old tune-ups, no, we don't use those anymore. I saw with the new tune-ups, you don't have that problem. And you can make within two to four, half track and a full track pass. Your car should be just about dialed in. Now, you may have to dial your traction in. You may have to do a few things when you leave, but the motor's going to be right. And a good example, probably the one, like I say, I keep telling, going back to dog, one of the best examples of that is I put dog's tune-up in, sent him to the track, and he went faster. And with smaller nitrous jets. Everybody wants to talk horsepower. Horsepower is not where it's at. You've got to start discussing torque and where the torque is applied on the track. And with that, you'll live and go faster. Back to you, Doug.
All right, Ernie. The reason I asked you about those power valves, Ernie, I just today, found out that I've seen a carburetor that had two power valves in it. I never seen one with two power. I've seen plenty with one, but I didn't never know they had two. This one had two power valves in it.
Yes, sir. I had a gentleman bring a well-known carburetor in, or manufacturer in, and tell me the problem he was having, and I pulled it down, and yep, there's two power valves. One front, one rear.
I've never seen.
Pull them both out.
I never put
the plugs in.
I never seen one or two. Yeah.
You know, basically, you're unless you get the billet plates and they actually do a rear plate and a front plate. If you've got that, then you don't have the access to put another power valve in the back. But basically, your front and your back plates are the same, and they can interchange, but you want to plug no matter what. You do not need a power valve in a race car. Back to you, sir.
All right. Now, Tim Miles had a question. Tim Miles, what's the question on the car slowing down? Tim Miles, what's the question on the car slowing down?
I was asking if Ernie said that, you know, we got to, you know, change, make sure the fuel ain't too high and all that stuff with my tune-up. But I'm saying, Ernie, if the car, you say fuel and oxygen makes the car make power. Will the car slow down if you're telling me I can't run a quarter, eighth mile run and the car should start slowing down? Then I know I got too much fuel in it if I can make a clean pass. Ernie, is the car going to slow down if I start doing that? I mean, yeah, you may have to put it on the ragged edge with the nitrous and everything, but
Just ask the question, Tim.
That's why they call it the ragged edge, or running the edge of a razor blade. You get it on that edge, and you're trying to burn the fuel that's coming in, too much fuel coming in from the carburetor when you turn the nitrous on. Now, if you're not running nitrous, you're running normally aspirated. Yes, you're going to run some bigger jets. But if you put nitrous on a car, when the nitrous comes on, it creates more vacuum through the carburetor, and the more vacuum through the carburetor goes across the jets, and it makes those jets now think it's got more vacuum to work with, and it's going to increase the fuel flow, because that's what the jet does, is it's basically a siphon going into the bowl. The velocity of the air going by that siphon is what causes the fuel to flow. So if you can go out there and without nitrous and you make a pass and you go full eighth mile, that's telling me that your car is tuned for normally aspiration. That means that the combination in the nitrous system is not correct. Your jets are off. Probably the fuel pressure is off. I've had cars come in that were only running 2 pounds of fuel pressure. And why are you so low? Oh, it went faster. If it went faster and you're down to 2 pounds, that means you're basically not putting any fuel in with your nitrous. That means that your jetting has got this great stagger in it, and your carburetor is running too rich. If you're running more than a 3 to 4 jet spread, you know, 70, 73, 78, 76, 81, 76, that's your spread. Even on your direct ports, if you're running a 40, 36, 40, 37, that's pretty much a standard setup. You want 5.5 pounds of fuel pressure. You don't play with those. And if you just say, okay, I'm not going to mess with the carburetor, I'm going to put this tune-up in, and I'm going to see what it does. It's going to go out there. The car's going to nose over. It's going to go rich. It's going to, you're here rumbling out the pipes when you let off, especially if you run any type of mufflers, because all that raw fuel gets into the muffler. When everything is set right, if you do a nitrous tune-up, don't turn the nitrous on. That car will go out there and run about 550 foot and nose over like it's running out of gas, because that's exactly what's happening. It's running out of fuel. You don't have that extra vacuum delivering the fuel to the motor. Back to you, sir. And stay away from that raggedy edge, too.
That makes sense, Ernie. I appreciate that. Yeah, okay. I get it. Thank you.
You know, at CompuCar, we do nitrous. We don't sell pistons, and we don't install pistons, and we don't want you tearing up pistons. Can you hurt a piston? Yes, you can hurt a piston. Yes, you know, you're making a lot of horsepower, and other things can break. But if your nitrous system is set up right, you take a lot of strain off that motor, and that motor don't mind running now and having fun. And you'll save a lot of money. And if you're having to change spark plugs every pass, there's a problem with your tune-up. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Ernie. I want you to listen up real good, Ernie. I ain't trying to rebuild a carburetor, Ernie. I'm not trying to rebuild a carburetor. Can you just clean your carburetor? And if you can just clean your carburetor, Ernie, take me step by step how you go about cleaning your carburetor, Ernie.
Okay, take it off the car, number one. Disconnect your fuel lines, everything. Take it off the car. If you've got any vacuum hoses, look at them.
Make sure you know where they go. You're telling me I can't clean them. That's the first thing.
Absolutely, yes. Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
No problem at all.
All right.
Undo your four nuts. Take a magnet or something, and if you've got the nuts and the washers, Make sure you get the nuts off. Make sure you get the washers off before you try to lift that carburetor up. Because when one of those washers cocks and you try to force it, you're going to break one of the seats. So don't do that. Just take that little extra second, small screwdriver, magnet, get them up and put them in your hand and put them somewhere safe.
Or Ernie, what else you might do, Ernie, with that washer? What else might happen?
You're going to drop it. If you don't put it where it should, you don't want to drop it in down the carburetor, down the intake when you take the carburetor off.
There you go.
So
yes, sir.
Always put your nuts and bolts in a package, a Ziploc bag, or somewhere away from the motor. As soon as the carburetor comes up, get some shop rags and put down in that hole. Do not leave that hole open. You'll never know what comes in that hole, whether it's bugs, dirt, trash, a piece of metal, somebody grinding, it's going to go down there. Take your carburetor, and if you got a piece of 2x4, set it on a 2x4 on your workbench. You make sure your workbench is fairly clean. It doesn't have to be sanitary. We're not operating. We're just going to take this thing apart and clean it. Mm-hmm. Undo one of the bottom screws. That's a 5/16 socket head. So put it there and undo one of the bottoms. Have you either a little Coke bottle or something, or a shop rag that you can let that gasoline drain into the rag. Turn it around, do the same thing to the back. Now, as you're taking stuff off the carburetor, you won't mark the front and the back bowls and put your little arrow up there so that you know that that's to the front. But put those parts off to the left and to the right for your front and backs. So we're going to undo those 5/16. Now, a lot of times, that bowl don't want to come off because those, depending on which gasket you have, if you have the blue gaskets, the Teflon gaskets, normally that will come off pretty easy and they're rebuildable, reusable. If you take it off and you see a paper gasket, that paper gasket has got stick 'em on both sides, and when they squeeze it together, it could be a bear to get loose. How do you get it loose if it's stuck? Take a medium-sized screwdriver, medium to large-sized screwdriver, plastic handle. When it's got rubber on it, it doesn't matter, because the only thing we're going to do is kind of use it to do a sharp strike on the edge or right there at the where you adjust the fuel pressure. Give it a couple of wraps. Don't just tap it. You got to give it a good wrap. If you've got a dead blow hammer, okay, it works great. If it doesn't come loose, stop. Now you've got to take a small screwdriver. I've seen people use single-edged razor blades. I do not recommend that for anybody. If you've got a scraper that's got a pretty good handle on it, you've got to get something to get in there and just start tapping on the machine edge. You'll see where that gasket's in there. You've got to get something in there and start wedging that loose. You're not trying to drive it. We're not cutting a tree in half. So you want to get it in there, a couple of taps here. If it starts to go in, stop. Go to another corner, tap it, get it loose. All right, now we're going to pull the bowl off. You're going to do the same thing on the rear. Set them in the appropriate areas. Now you're looking on your bowls. If you turn around and look at them, you're looking at the bowl itself, the float. There's a needle seat in there. And if you look in there deep, there's one screw. Now that one screw holds that float and needle seat in place. If you're just going to clean the carburetor, clean out the residue and stuff like that, leave that screw alone. Unless you have done it before, you have somebody there with you, putting that screw back in can be a real pain. Wash it out. Use carburetor cleaner, just anything to flush it out. Do you have any residue in there? Is there any water in there? Is there any rust in there? If you're running E85 or methanol, you've got moisture that has gotten in your carburetor. So you've got to clean that out. Now, to take the metering block loose, Yes, we got to take the meter and block loose. You do it just like you did the bowls. There's a little slot in the bottom left-hand corner facing the carburetor that you can get a little screwdriver in there. Here again, wrap it with a dead blow hammer or a large screwdriver, just a handle, just get it started. Work your way around it. Get it loose, look at the gaskets. And what we'll do now is we've got, basically at that point, you've got the carburetor apart for cleaning purposes. Get you some parts and brake cleaner or carburetor cleaner and with a stem on it and go through every port on that thing. Now, wear some safety goggles because it's going to probably come back in your face at some point and blow through every one of those holes. Make sure it's open. Getting that gasket off, if you've got a paper gasket, there's not a real easy way to do it. You can use that gasket eater that you spray on and it foams up, and which is basically an acid, and it eats that glue off of it. That makes an easier job. If not, you're going to have to use a single-edged razor blade. Don't gouge the surfaces. You're just taking off the paper. We don't want to remove any material. Make sure as you, before you start this operation that you have a new set of gaskets for the meter and block and the bowl. You're going to need two sets, and they're different.
So,
now, get the blue ones, and you're not going to have this cleaning that thing off again. Start putting it back together.
Plus, the medium block come off. With the blue ones, the medium block come off easy, too, because it normally might just come off as soon as you take the bowl off. But you're doing perfect, honey. You're going step by step for real, honey. Keep going, boy.
Now, while we got the meter and block and everything off, look in the carburetor body. You're going to see some ports in that carburetor body. And take your straw, stick it in there, and blow through every port. We want to make sure that there's nothing, no trash in between the metering plate and the carburetor Venturi. Everything blows good, looks good. Okay, let's put it back together, reverse order, blue gaskets, everything. You've cleaned everything, blown through every port again on the mid plates, put it back together. Take your, now here's the next thing. It's a little, it's not tricky, but you tend to forget it a lot. You got an accelerator pump on that puppy. And when you put the bowl back on, you need to lift that linkage rod up so that the, and you're going to have to take the linkage rod on the accelerator pump and push it down and put at least one screw, not two screws, in through the bowl. And as you start putting it in place, make sure that the accelerator pump lever goes above the accelerator pump, the carburetor leakage versus the pump leak. Go ahead.
Can I stop you, Ernie? One step, man. Ernie, I was going to say you're betting 1,000, but you're betting 999 now, Ernie. Now, Ernie, what about that little bitty hole that's in the what you call it, right there by the accelerator pump? Do you do anything that little bitty hole? You said blow out all the holes. Do you blow out that hole too, Ernie? That little hole right there by the accelerator pump?
Yes, every one of them, because the accelerator pump is built into the bowl itself. While you're looking at that bowl, there should be a orange nipple or a black nipple sticking up in that corner. That is the diaphragm of that pump. You want to make sure you see that. Operate the linkage a few times. Make sure everything it works like it should. But from that pump, there is a port that goes down that mates up to the main body that, if when you blow through that, you're going to see it come out of the squirters. That's the only it's one path that goes through every piece, and it has to squirt out those squirters. If you're blowing out a squirter, or you're blowing out with your squirters, you only see fuel coming out of one squirter, that means you got a stopped-up squirter. Then we're going to have to do a different deal once we get the carburetor back together and start putting those things out. But make sure your linkages are right. The carburetor linkage goes over the top of the throttle pump, accelerator pump. Mm-hmm. So with two screws in it, you kind of get your hands, get it all wadded up, and lift it up, set it in place, slide the screws all the way through. Now, let's back up a minute. On the gaskets will only go on one way. There are locating pins. do not put the gasket upside down or backwards, because then the locating pins are not going to go into the where they should be, and you're going to think, well, I just tightened this thing up. You're going to tighten it up, and now you've screwed up your new gaskets, and you've got problems. Now you got to take it all back apart and do it again. Make sure everything like that. This guy said, you got those little dowels, the gasket just slips over and pushes it in place. You go look at it and go, yep, that's the way it fits. Put it back together. When you're tightening those screws up, the 5/16, run them in. If you've got a nut driver, 5/16 or a small quarter inch ratchet, run them on in. And as soon as they start getting, well, okay, let's back up. He missed a step. When you pull those bolts out, there is a little washer in there.
Mm-hmm.
It may stick to that. You know, if it's a paper washer, it may stick and get tore. I always, when I pull a carburetor down, I keep about 500 of those washers in stock, and I replace all those washers with new washers. Then put them in, run them down to the snug, and then just do a nice, soft, maybe 12 inches of torque, because all you want to do is just seal that gasket. You're not trying to crush the gasket or anything else. And from that point on,
Honey, one question in there before you go. Why do some of them got indentions and some of them got don't have indentions? I noticed some of them have indentions and some of them don't, honey.
That's just the manufacturer. But you should have, you know, they're all the same. They're all the same bolts, same thread pattern.
Okay.
It's just what manufacturer decides to go that extra step. And what that step is to do is to get that Teflon washer to set in that receiving groove. And then when you pull the bolt in, it spreads that Teflon out and gives you a double seal, a seal around
the
bolt and around the outside edge. So
make
sure that they're clean. Those areas are clean before you try to put them in there. Any trash in there can cause a fuel leak. Put it back together. Put some fuel in it. Work your accelerator pump. This is before you put it on the car. Get you some fuel in there. Work your accelerator pump. Make sure you see both shooters work on the front and both shooters work on the back. Open the throttle all the way up. Make sure there's no binding anywhere. If you do feel a bind, it's probably because you didn't put the linkage in the right order and you've got it jammed. Now, there's a correct setting on that linkage also. So when you get everything together, you want to take your throttle. There's a screw that sticks down that's got a spring on it, and it's got a nut on the top. And what you want to do is set the distance between the normal linkage area and that bowl, because throttle pump linkage, because that is how much your throttle's got to move before it squirts. If you don't get it right and you got too much clearance in there, that can give you a bog leaving the starting line.
Ernie, you done did all that and everything you said is right, but you forgot that. The old Ernie the extra thing old Ernie always do that you didn't do, Ernie, before you put that carburetor back on there, Ernie. What about my four bolts that hold my accelerator pump that you usually make sure they tighten up too, man? Because, you know, I had one busted and leaking.
You got definitely don't. Now, do not take your accelerator pump off. Do not take those four screws out. A small screwdriver, and I would say a short screwdriver, it just fits in the palm of your hand. Stubby, and then you just take them and just give it just a little. Okay, they're all nice and taut. Okay, leave it alone. If you take that cover off, you're probably going to end up having to replace that diaphragm in there. And like I say, if you're just cleaning the carburetor, it's not needed. Put it all back together. Go out there. We're feeling pretty good about it. Have the carburetor set aside. Don't bring your nuts and bolts in yet. Take your rags out. Look at the gaskets. Are they flat? Are they squished? Are they torn? Did it rip? If it did, you're going to have to put new gaskets down there. Easy enough. And even if you got a plate and the plate stays there, the bottom gasket is normally going to be good. The top gasket is the one that's normally going to be messed up. So make sure you have, if you got a plate system, make sure you have two base gaskets. Set it in place. Okay, now that the carburetor's in place, we're going to go over here and we're going to get our nuts and bolts, and we're going to set them somewhere where they don't go anywhere. And what works really good at Harbor Freight, you can get that magnetic bowl. They're like $2. You can put your nuts and bolts in there, and you can stick that to the hood. They ain't going to fall out. But
right.
Put them down there, snug them down, and make sure the carburetor goes on level. If you get that carburetor in place and it doesn't go down nice and smooth, if it rocks, find out why it's rocking. You've got some trash either on the bottom of the carburetor or a problem somewhere else that you don't have lined up right. If you say, I'll just tighten the nuts, you'll break one of the bosses off. Bad day.
All right.
Make sure it sits nice and tight. Lock it down. You're good to go.
You're right. Well, Ernie.
Fuel pump, crank it up, and go.
You're right. You did excellent. What I mean, point by point walkthrough, Ernie. You did it. Excellent point. And we on overtime, so your closeout did not be 20 minutes today, Ernie. Good job.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
Appreciate it. Happy New Year to everybody. Guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. Let's get something going. We're running out of time. Races are going to be starting in February. And then, you know, that's going to be the first big ass-cutting race that Trigger Man's putting on down in Orangeburg. But there's going to be a bunch of little races before that one comes up. So make yourself ready to go. Give me a call, 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. Silverback Stream for all your IBTV needs. To the FTI Transmissions down in Florida. And FTI Transmissions and Renegade Racing Fuels and Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. And like I say, don't forget CompuCar. We're in there. It don't even cost you to call me. Let's do it, dog. Love you. We'll talk to you next week. Guys, give me a call.
All right, big man.
Back to
appreciate you.
All right.
We finna come here now to my advertiser, a new year. Brother D don't have to say it. He ain't said it in about 6 or 7 months. This is a year you won't see. Anyway, he'll explain that to you probably when he come on. You know, he probably want to talk a little extra today. But anyway, he better not talk too long. So we'll be coming with the advertiser.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Like the river I've been running, running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know the change gonna come.
Oh, amen. Let me get over here so I can shake this noise. Good evening, my sisters and my brothers. Are you as glad as I am? I know I am. We had a shout and hallelujah good time this morning on what we call God's plan. The Lord was in the house. You know, Tim, I like the way the Bible just fulfills itself. He said, "Where two or three are assembled in my name, I'll be in the midst." And this morning we had more than two or three, and the Lord was truly in the midst. Sister and brother, God has shined upon us. And I say that with great pleasure because the Lord has truly blessed us. Brother, what do you mean? What, he blessed us to see a whole year of 2022. Build up to it and that's gone. The Lord has blessed us to come into a whole new year as of yesterday. Then we got another 365 days. And look here. Here's the thing, though, bro, Tim. A lot of them didn't make it. There are some people that some of us know didn't make it over. There's some that we know on their deathbed. There's some that we know and know of that's barely hanging on. And some that we know, it seems like it's trying to make a U-turn and come back. And I say again, we blessed. My brother asked a question this morning. I want to propose it to the service real quick. What did you do upon getting up this morning? And then I want to give you something else, and I'm going to let my brother come on in here. I was privileged to see something yesterday. Young man says the young lady was praying, telling God how she was hungry, she had no food. Well, she kept praying, and she looked out. I think her doorbell rang. She looked on the porch, bro, Tim, and there was bags of groceries everywhere. So she got them and brought them in. I fell in love when I heard it. She got them, she brought them in, and a few minutes after she brought them in, there came a knock on the door. It was the devil. The devil came in to tell her how she had been fooled, said, because I bought that. And she was just telling God, thank you, how the Lord had made a way. He said, God didn't do it. He said, I heard you praying. I got in my car and went to the grocery store. I bought all that you get. God is fake. There's no God. God didn't do it. She said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said you would make a way, and he did. If you ever asked her a question, how you started praying and praising God? Well, I told you I did it. She said, well, I hope you all said now. I can't watch this catch. Catch is a catch. Got the glove on, catch this. She said, not only did God do it, he made the devil pay for it. God will make the devil pay for getting on your trail. Come on in, brother. Come on in. In the name of Jesus. Come on in, brother.
Boy, that's hard to come behind, brother. That's hard to come behind. I just want to tell my brothers and sisters and them, we made it to another year. God brought us through 2022. And I just wanted to tell you, this is not time to go out and say you're going to do all these New Year's resolutions. The Bible says it's better not to vow than to vow and break it. In other words, you're lying to God. And he's done so much for you. And you got to take time and think, what does Jesus mean to you, man? What has God done for you? And aren't you glad that you made it in? As Brother D said, COVID was lurking its head. And it's just one of those things. We got to learn to realize where we came from, how far God has brought us, and that we need to just give him thanks and praise, and he will bless you. And that's what I wanted to tell my brother and sister. I'm a living witness. I had COVID, and the doctor said, have you had your shots? I said, yes, I have. Did you get your boosters? I said, yes, I have. And I said, here's my card. And she said, well, I'm going to send you home. Even though you're sick as a dog, I'm going to send you home. I said, why? She said, that's because you got your shots. You got your backup right there. And all I need to tell you ain't going to do but be have like a case of the flu. I'm going to send you all home. I took the medicine, and about 10:30, 11 o'clock, I was feeling much, much better. In other words, I'm trying to tell you, there's blessings on being on God's side. And I'm just trying to tell my brothers, ain't you grateful? And then I was more grateful than anything else that I didn't go in my mom's house and take that virus and give it to that 89-year-old little frail woman and give it to her. Yeah. And so God is always in the blood. We don't even see it sometimes. So I'm just here to tell them, Brother D, we're going to talk about it maybe tomorrow, that, you know, you got so much to be grateful for, and we need to thank God for every little thing that he does. That's what I had to say today, D. It's more than that.
Amen.
We made it in.
Amen. We made it in. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we tell you always, you know, dog called us our little appetizer. And it's just a little something that we give. It treats your mind and make you want to tune in the morning to God's service. Those that are up, you should tune in. We have a glorious hallelujah shouting good time over there on God's plan. And for those that don't get enough like myself, we want you to come back tomorrow evening. And if it's the Lord's will, we're going to have a word for you from the Lord. I can promise it's going to come out those 66. if you just tune in, if it's God's will. Amen? Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, we're going to do what we do because we don't want you to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. Bro, dog, back to you.
One more thing, prayer warriors. I need y'all to do a prayer. Mm-hmm. One of our racing buddies lost his father this past weekend, Brother Jason Black. One of the guys that drives one of the cars for the guys out in Florida, Jason Black. He a bad, bad driver out of Florida. Do a prayer for him and his family. He lost his father. Jason Black lost his father. Do a prayer for that right quick for me, if you don't mind. Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Brother Dog said one of our brothers lost a father. Yeah, we say that we are family in this race of words. So we're going to ask each and every last one of you to bow your heads. Give God your heart. Give him your ear. Pray along with us as we pray, because today is Brother Jason Black. Tomorrow might be me, you, or you. I was a man, knew it's not the time nor the hour when I shall appear. I come as a thief and a robber in the midst of the night. God is coming back, and death is lurking at everyone's door. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come before you this evening. Stop by just to give you a word of thanks, Lord. Father, we just thank you for just being God. We thank you for how you blessed us to come through 365 days. We thank you how you blessed us to come through all the trials and tribulations that has been placed upon this world today. But yet we know that in a dying world, you are still the Elias. Now, Father, we've been told today that one of our family members have lost a loved one that's very close and very dear. For it was his father. But you said in your word to be absent from your body, Lord Jesus, was to be present with the Lord. And sometimes, Father, we know that the ultimate healing is what takes place. Sometimes we ask you to heal our loved one. We ask you to bless him. We ask you to give him his strength back and bring him back and make him as good as new, not knowing that we're just asking you to keep him in pain and keep him suffering. And we just have to be able to accept the fact that you know us all and that you make no mistakes. Lord, we ask that you touch their family right now. We ask that you bless them in a powerful way. Bless them in a way that only you can. Let them know, Lord, that he's in a better place now. And Father, let them know that you're still standing by. Let them know that as they go through the trials and tribulations of missing a loved one, all they got to do is call up on the name of the Lord. Let them know, Father, that you're no shorter than your word, and you have a listening ear. If they call, you answer. If I read in your word, Father, you said while they were yet speaking, you heard. And while they was yet calling, you've already answered. We ask that you answer prayer right now. Touch this family in a mighty way. We love you, Lord, and we place no one above you. In Jesus' name we pray. And if our hearts say amen, amen. Amen. And we thank God for
you. Amen.
Jesus. Brother Amen. Black, keep your hand in God's hand. Keep praying. Stay prayed up, brother. If you're not a praying brother, start praying. If you are praying, Amen. Brother, keep praying. God is standing by. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Dog, back to you. Back to you, brother.
All right. Appreciate it. Brother Tim House, read your message. I sent you a text, Brother Tim House. Read your text. Brother Tim House, I sent you a text. Brother Tim House, read your text, Brother Tim House.
Girl, who you calling? Girl, I got cat problems. I'm calling Dr. Jack.
You reached K-912. Woof, woof, meow. If you got cat problems, state them now. I don't discriminate. I facilitate. Short, fat, skinny, I'm tall. I said no, leave a number.
24/7, available day and night. Red, yellow, brown, black, or white. Conversation on the phone, I'm always discreet. What I call business, others call it creep. To remove that stress.
cat that knows how to fight, making them meow just fills me with delight.
My new theme song for 2023. All y'all jokers out there say y'all racist, girls racist, whatever y'all say y'all is. To me, y'all ain't nothing but a cat. And I'm a doggone dog. Every time I see a cat, I'm going to try to do something to you, boy. Got no friends this year. Don't want to have no friends. Don't want no friends, no buddies, no nothing. Trying to kill everybody this year. All right, guys. First show of the year. All the rest of the guys didn't have no shows, man. I'll be getting a little lonely here. Morning show been the only thing going on. But, Kid, Flop, I see y'all out there hit the one button. I'm giving away some free tickets, baby. We got the first big race. Jamie must be got some up his sleeve, boy, because he's been advertising like a big dog on his first ass cutting. You know, the first ass cutting for the first 10 or 20, 10 years, though, I invented that first ass cutting, just something I was doing back in the day. And Trigger Man took over the helm of that, and he done took it to new levels. That's what he's supposed to do. That's what everybody's supposed to do. Supposed to get stuff and raise the bar. Trigger Man done raised the bar, and he doing some advertising out there. Good Lord! First ass cut in February the 18th down in Orangeburg. Orangeburg got new owners, y'all. They got new owners, if y'all didn't know. Orangeburg was sold. Kid, come on in here, kid. Come on in here, kid.
What's going on, Willie Dog? Happy New Year to you, man.
Yeah. It's just another day, kid. Just another day, kid. Mm-hmm. Don't be friendly to me. Don't be friendly to me, kid. I don't want nobody to be friendly to me.
Don't worry.
Yes, sir. I have a dumb question to ask. Well, Tim House, you say you got a dumb question there. Let me open Tim House's mic back up. Tim House just won't get, just won't get out of his spot. Come on in there, House. Come on in there, House. House, your mic open, House. Come off mute, House.
He didn't text you to open his mic?
I'm here. Okay, now watch this. Before you guys interrupt me, I want to make a disclaimer. I don't want you thinking like a promoter. I don't want you thinking like a DP man. I want you to think like a common racer. And this is what I was asking. I had, and I listened to the whole story. I'm going to try to be fair. Got two racers. They make the decision on what steps or what conditions or whatever they want to run under, and the DP man just follows it. He said, okay, you said this. That's what I'm holding you to. And then he makes his decision based off of what we have agreed to, whether we're running track rules or grudge racing rules or whatever. So here's my point. Two racers make a decision to race. And they get ready and they say, okay, we're going to race at this particular race. And all of a sudden, we never set a time. I'm being honest. We didn't set a time. And then all of a sudden, the person calls, person with a courtesy call, I can't make it. My car is broke. I'm not coming. And I say, okay. So I didn't wait around. I went on and ran my normal race and did whatever I was going to do. And I hurt my car, tore it up. Now, I said, because he couldn't come, we never set a time. I was there, ready to race. It don't matter what I said. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm in the staging lanes now. He said, I can't make it, man. I'm trying. That's the last part right there. You interrupted me. Now I stop. I got to stop and start. Look, I was ready to stop. I said, now I have set. I'm ready to go. And you're not here, you're not coming, so why do I wait around to make sure you didn't got this time and 12 o'clock? So I said, he lost. he lost the money. Even though I told the cop later, and I was trying to make sure, don't think like a promoter. Don't think like a DP man. Think like me. If I'm there, you told me, dog, way long time ago. You said, Tim, I'm, if you're not here,
you don't call the same question. We got it, Tim. We done got it, Tim. You're asking the same question. Just ask,
okay,
just
make sure you got
again.
It. Don't,
kid,
no,
okay, kid,
make sure,
kid, you want to answer that,
make
kid?
Sure you got it clear.
I got it. We got it. Kid, you want to answer that, kid? Or you want me to?
No, go ahead, dog. No, go ahead.
All right, Tim, for the first place, it ain't a dumb question, but it's a dumb question. It's not a dumb question, but it's a dumb question. Technically speaking, you can't have a race, technically. If I'm a, I can't, if you're telling me to think, I got to think like a BP man if you're asking me the question. You got to have a time on the race, Tim. If you didn't put a time on the race, Tim, technically to me, you didn't have no lock-in to me. That's me. And you're telling me to think of the DP, not to think of the DP man, but I got to think of the DP man if you want to answer the question, because if I was just the person listening to it, and evidently, if you're telling me I got to be a DP man, I'm going to say, well, Tim, you got to have a time. See, if you didn't have no time, Tim, to me, you didn't have a lock-in. I'm going to say it like that if you want to elaborate some more, Tim. That's got to be my answer, Tim.
Okay, now watch this. If I didn't set the time and the other person didn't set the time, we are gentlemen. We didn't, wait a minute, we didn't have to get a DP man to hold our money. You know, I'm going to pay you, I'm going to pay you. I said, okay, why do you think he called to say, hey, look, I'm giving you a courtesy call. Look, man, I can't make it. My car towed up. I can't make it. Ain't no way I can make it. I, matter of fact, I think I'm going to just rent me a little car and come on up here and see y'all.
Let's slow it down a little bit, then. If you and him are gentlemen and everything, then why are you asking somebody else to settle your problem that you and him for to be a gentleman on? Why are you asking us?
Why y'all need a DP man?
Thank you, dog. Ding, 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 ding.
Hold on. You know why? Because other people brought it up, and then they're going to tell me, you just bringing it up now. It was brought up long time ago, but everybody
My point is, if you got you and him that wasn't made the agreement, why you bringing anybody else into y'all agreement? We didn't even have to know nothing about it since it's y'all for me just.
Because they
already
jumped in,
thank you,
dog.
Thank you, dog. You're doing good.
They jumped in.
Tim, I was lying, man. Tim, I was in that line, and he'd have brought it to your show. I can't believe him. He argued for three hours,
man,
on the morning show about this same dumbass shit, and he tried to butter the shit up to you, and it still didn't work. He's lying.
Mm-hmm.
That man lying his ass off. That man ain't locked.
Damn.
Damn, I'm talking about he locked chemo
in.
Two years ago, at 42.
Yes,
sir.
Hey, Stan, let's discuss it. Let's discuss it as gentlemen first before we get nasty today.
Okay. Can I discuss it as a gentleman with you?
Come on.
Tim House, earlier I was playing with Tim House. I said, do anybody owe anybody any money? I said, do Junior owe you any money, Tim House? I was playing with him. So I'm thinking he's playing. We know that Junior owe Brother D $100 from a bet, but they said they're going to pay when they see each other. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
So Dini bust out and said, yeah, they owe me some lockup money, this and that. I said, some lockup money? I said, when? Tim, I'm playing with him. I'm thinking he's playing, but I know he's serious because he didn't bring it to your show. This was 2 years. You know last year, you know this year, Tim House ain't, car wasn't even ready. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know he wasn't locked in though this year, so it had to be the year before last or some shit. Tim House lying. He never locked chemo in his life. He sitting there, they was talking shit every day on the phone, talking about what you going to do. And he said, Lowrider, whenever he get ready, he got everything in drag racing. First of all, Lowrider ain't even ready. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tim House didn't never run him. They was going back and forth. Every day we'd be on the phone. He'd be like, I bet you won't give me everything in drag racing. I bet you won't do this. I bet you won't do this. So now he wants everybody to believe that he locked chemo in. Head up to run chemo twin turbo car, and every day he say he not running no twin turbo car. Head up, so he just came with this fictitious story, and we was having fun with it. But we come to find out Tim House is serious. Cause Brother D come on the phone and tell him that they was locked in. So I asked Brother D a couple questions. I said, Brother D, I said, what cars was locked in? He said, I'm assuming Tim House, Big Red, and Chemo's car.
Mm-hmm.
I said, assuming, where did that come from? He said he assumed that it was them cars. So evidently he didn't know. So, okay, cool. I asked Tim House 1,000 mm-hmm. questions. Couldn't answer them. They couldn't answer nothing. He had no time. He didn't have what they locked in for. He said, everybody know what I run for. So, Kimo know what we was running for because they know I have a Ziploc bag with 2,000 to 2,500. I said, so you mm-hmm. want to tell me that y'all didn't lock in no certain amount? No,
go ahead. Good report. We're going to try to do like Skin used to tell me. We're gonna make this a short one. I got the side. I got Tim outside, and I just got the prostated real side. Now, I'm going to say this here right here, Skin. He said, two gentlemen, Skin, if me and you lock in, if me and you prostate lock in, why everybody else got to know about it? It's just me and you. Why everybody else got to know? That's between me and you. Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's between me and you because me and you gentlemen, right? But why would I wait 2 years later and talk about it?
Hold on, kid. Let Tim House go now. Come on, Tim House. You waited 2 years.
I did not wait 2 years. I did it. I gave up because I had a problem with them, not Skin. Me and Kimo was talking, and Junior jumped in it, and next thing I know, it was over with from there. And I said, okay, I'm not going to fight with you guys and argue with you. But it was brought up.
Let me cut you again, Tim. Tim, if it was between you and Kimo, why was Skin and Dog and all the rest of them and Kid out? Why they was on the phone?
That's what they do, Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They got to give their opinion,
hey.
and they got to put their thoughts in there.
How we know about it?
Kimo was doing what he normally do. And he ended up putting Junior on the show, and he heard it, and then he knew, and then he said, oh,
hey,
no,
dog.
That ain't going to work. But you don't have to.
Come on,
he came up with the show.
Can I say one thing? If that to be the truth, why come Skin, Kid, Willie Dog, don't nobody else know nothing about this race until today?
Mm-hmm.
And the race was supposed to happen 2 years ago. Tim out. I let you talk. Willie Dog told me to be quiet. Can I please say what I'm saying? You said it was between two gentlemen. And he said, it between that. But not all of a sudden we was talking this and we was saying this and Junior was saying that. And we don't nobody
Junior.
Remember this argument
Junior.
2 years ago.
Junior.
Don't nobody
mm-hmm.
remember
Junior.
This argument. Right, Junior.
Junior.
But look.
Junior.
Whether Junior lying or not, Junior don't remember
Junior.
This argument 2 years. Why you started talking about I'm talking to him?
Junior
don't remember this argument, dog.
I
don't remember this argument. Why are you cutting me off, though, Tim? Why are you cutting me off?
Okay, I'm going to try. But
come on,
Jim.
But Willie Dog asked you to be quiet, and I was quiet. Willie Dog asked me to be quiet, and he said, come on, Skin.
I was hoping y'all was going to get two men one at a time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to show you where the lie come in at. If
mm-hmm.
it was between them two, why we only finding out about it, whether I'm lying or not. So I might be lying. So, dog, you lying because you ain't never heard nothing about it to today because you
mm-hmm.
would have been talking about that all on the Willie Dog Show. Kimo done locked in and he owed that money. Why was we steady talking about when Donye and Lil Wheel locked in and Donye owed that money? Why was we talking
mm-hmm.
about that, dog? Why we weren't talking about
okay.
this situation with Kimo?
You done made the point. You done made the point, Skin. Skin, hold up. You done made the point. Let him rebut the point. You done made your point, Skin. You made a good
okay.
point. Come on.
Brother Willie Dog. And yes. I know you
mm-hmm.
about it, but
yes.
you made it now. Did you know if you said I said it was between two gentlemen, I don't have to tell them. I was talking to Kimo. I tried to bring Kimo on 3 times today. And you know what he said? And when I stopped talking, he cut me off again. They kept cutting me off, cutting. And Kimo hung up. He said, I'm not going to listen to all that arguing. So here's my point, dog. Everything was going good until either Kimo put him on or something. And next thing I know, Junior came in there and blasted it and said, No, hold on.
You didn't ask some Skin question in it. Why all us nobody now? And we just, if y'all did that,
I'm
two
trying
years ago.
To
they,
tell
if y'all, if,
you.
Hold up, hold up, Tim.
Time.
If y'all was two gentlemen,
him.
Hold up. Hold up, Tim. If you was two gentlemen locking it in,
I'm
you should have called
okay.
Kimo on the phone. You should have called Kima on the phone. If y'all couldn't get a resolution, then you should have just dropped it then, because you ain't got no witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
You don't both have no witnesses. If
okay,
it's just
stop.
Too
you stop right there, dog. You 100% right there. I just told you I was talking to Kima on the phone, and somehow either he put Junior in or Junior called. He answered the phone. Junior jumped in there. You ain't got to pay him. You ain't got to do nothing. And I said, I tried to explain. I tried to add. Kima really wasn't fighting me. Then Junior came in and butted in, and then they saw I come. I said, okay, I'm not going to argue with you guys. But then I'm going to ask you another question, dog. Did you know Lil Will owe me some money? No,
no,
I didn't bring it to your show. I didn't bring it over there.
But hold on. But hold on. We all know it. We all on the morning show know it. We know that Will owe
you
$100. Y'all had a bet on the morning show.
Did you?
Y'all had a bet. On the morning
you
show,
I'm letting you talk, and
but
you have to let me
you ain't
talk.
Doing nothing. I'm lying, though.
No, you
lying?
Don't worry about it. Let me lie. Let me be
let,
wrong.
Let him lie to you. Let him lie to you.
Like
let him lie to
you. Okay, go
and
ahead.
When
don't
you
tell
you
lie.
And everybody knew it, and they agreed that I won, and they didn't come over here and say, let me get Willie Dog on and tell him what's going on. They all told it, and then they let it go. Tell him I let it go. So I let it go. Now, all of a sudden, now, when I talked about, they brought it up, and I said, oh, yeah, by the way, the whole team owed money. And next thing I know, they went to talking, so I let it go. That's all I can do. But I still told them my side of the story.
Hey, Willie Dog, can I speak now, Willie Dog? Can I speak now, Willie Dog?
Hold on, Tim. Let him speak now. Y'all try to make them questions.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Come on, Stan.
If you let it go, Willie Dog, why is it at your show right now? Why did he bring it on your show right now if he let it go earlier? You see what I'm saying? He's lying.
Mm-hmm.
The man is lying. They didn't bring
nothing up on the Willie Dog
show. They don't
yes,
even know nothing about it.
Not on Willie Dog.
Hey, Willie Dog, who brought this up on
your
show today? Who brought this up on your show today?
He said out of his own
You not
mouth.
Let me talk. Tim, let me lie. Willie Dog, tell him to let me lie. Would you please tell him to let me lie like I let him lie? Please. Please do. Now, Willie Dog, can I ask you a question?
I'm listening. Yes, sir.
Who brought it up on your show tonight? Because Ernie was talking a little while ago. He just lied and said, we brought it up on your show. You see how he just lied just to be lying?
Go back and listen to
me, you a damn
liar.
I just said, why you bring it up on Willie Dog's show? And you said, y'all brought it up. That's what you just said.
Right.
The show is recorded. Bet $100. Bet $100 and let Willie Dog be the DP man. Bet $100 and let Willie Dog be the DP man.
I'm
going to bet you $100. You said we brung it up on Willie Dog's show.
You love to direct things. You love to do things your way and leave out one word here, two words.
I'm going to say this, Willie Dog. I'm going to say this, and I'm through with it. Time out, guys.
I'm gonna be honest with you. In this situation right here, Tim Out, you asked the question, don't be a DP, but you can't ask a man if you ain't the DP man. In this situation right here, you got two gentlemen. If y'all can't come to a agreement between both of y'all, that's why this ain't going nowhere. It's gonna be Skin gonna say something, you gonna say something to rebut it. You gonna say something, he gonna rebut you. It ain't going nowhere. In that situation, if I was a DP man, because that's why you always should have a neutral party, per se, or a DP man, I would have said in the beginning, you can't have a DP, a lock-in if you ain't going to have no time on it, because if you ain't got no time on it, he can go to infinity into y'all race if you ain't put no time on it, Tim. So in that situation, if you ask me, which I wouldn't have been never did it, because if I was a DP man, I'd have had to put a time on it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been a DP man. Nobody should get paid on that race. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should get paid.
Hey, Willie Dog, I told him that earlier. I said, Tim House, if y'all was locked in, because I wasn't there.
Hold up. You can't talk no more. You and Tim already had a he say, she say shit. And Flop, you gonna put a lid on this thing so I can go to this next question. We got a lot of background noise, guys. If you're on your phone, just mute your phone when you ain't talking. You got too much background noise.
No.
Tim, Chef Lee, and Tim House. We got three mics open. Tim, Chef Lee, and Kid. Thank you. Just mute your phone, then you can talk. I'm going to let everybody talk as long as you want to talk. This is New Year, and I ain't never tried to stop nobody from talking, but we got to do it orderly so everybody can hear. Flop, what you got to add to this here? Because it ain't nothing but a merry-go-round right now for us, actually.
He say, she say.
Right. I just want to say thank you for providing further clarification. Tim got that earlier, and I think he's searching for an answer in his favor, and nobody has provided that per the rules that the majority has gone on. Because he's still looking for a loophole.
I got you. Now, see, Skimbro, now I'm finna say this in. I ain't kicking nobody's side. I'm finna say this in. I want y'all to listen because you need to learn this in. Kim House, you are what they call a good guy. Good guys in a hustle game, in a hustle game where you're trying to get over on people, you're trying to do this in. It ain't for you, Kim. You need to get you a spokesperson that's got hustle like they got hustle. Kim, you ain't gonna never out-hustle these guys. It just ain't in your heart to hustle. Get skin on your side or get... I hate to say it. I don't like to bring Brother D into this junk because he gets too technical sometimes. But he can fight better than you can, Tim. Tim, you can't fight these hustlers. These guys are hustlers. They bone. They do this. You know, you ain't got it, Tim. Stay out this hustle, Tim. Stay out the hustle. That's all I can say. Y'all can. Skin, come on. I cut you off, Skin. What you want to say about that? I cut you off, Skin. Come on, Skin.
Oh, I mean, that's correct. I've been telling Tim out there for the longest. As bad as I wanted to be on his side, no one never heard him lock in. He claimed they did it like gentlemen, so I guess it wasn't but him and Chemo, which I know is a lie, but we're going to say it's the truth. The man never locked him in, and if he did lock him in, they had no set amount, no time, no nothing. And then Tim House went to 42 with his car, and Leon crashed it. And he took the car home. The track wasn't even closed. So how in the hell if they ain't have no time on it? How do anybody lose anything? That's what I'm trying
it's
to
like
get him to see.
If you do, you got to the track closed before you can say you didn't lost any money.
That's what
you
I'm
got
saying.
To the track closed.
And Tim House left before the track closed because he crashed his car.
Tim, let him get in. Let him get in. He's a hit man. Let him get in.
I just wanted to say, y'all. I said that I was honest. I said, yeah, I didn't have a time. He didn't have a time. I said, yeah. Normally we would go to the. He would have to the end of the day when the track closed. Then I said, but the man called me. Said I'm not coming. So that's why people sometimes say, why don't you go and pay the man off so he can raise somebody else? You're going to sit there at 4 o'clock to make sure, if he break, or if the man just sitting in the lane waiting on his money so he can go raise somebody or lock somebody else in, but he got to wait on you. If you ain't going to make it, go and pay the man. Chemo did just that. And then all of a sudden, now they want to come in with another thing. And like I told them, I don't mind them laughing and giggling and say I'm wrong, but that's the problem around here. You say you
stop. All right, Tim. Tim, hold up. Slow down, Tim. Now, I'm following you, and I follow everything everybody done said. Y'all have a gentleman's bet. Now, once you call me, and I told you I wasn't coming, and I didn't pay you your money, who's supposed to make me pay you? Who's supposed to make me pay you?
You got to go to court.
it was a gentleman's thing. Only reason why it wasn't done is because I'm showing you once again. I hope you guys catch it. We were talking. Somehow Junior got on the phone. I guess he might have called Chemo answered the phone.
Tim, we're going around in the same circle. All we doing is going around in the same circle.
Okay.
If me and Flop lock in,
but I don't pay Flop.
Hold up.
Okay. We're going to stop eventually.
We're not going to go around on the hood. I'm closing everybody's mic. Hey kid.
Yeah. What up, dog?
If me and you did the same thing that Tim House and them just did, if we did the same thing, and you called me and I said I'm not bringing my car, and evidently I'm not paying you nothing, what you gonna do in that situation, kid? What are you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Ain't nothing you can do.
Okay. Either you gonna whoop my butt and make me pay you, or you ain't gonna do nothing.
Right, that's called strong arm robbery.
Yeah.
Right.
Either if I call you and tell you my car broke, I'm not coming to the track. And evidently, if I call you and tell you that, and I ain't paid you, and I ain't going to pay you, what are you going to do? That's my only question. What are you going to do, kid?
And then you can do.
Okay. I'm closing your mic.
I'm closing your mic.
Flop, same question I just asked kid. If I don't pay you, Flop, and I ain't bringing my car, and I ain't paying you, what you going to do, Flop? What you going to do?
Nothing.
Skin, I ain't paying you. I ain't bringing my car to the track. What you going to do? What you going to do, Skin?
I'm going to say you're a bad paymaster. Nothing.
Thank you.
I should have
been holding the mic up. I'm closing the mic. I just want to get off. I'm let Tim House talk now. Tim House, express yourself, Tim House. You done heard from three people.
Here's my thing,
y'all. Express yourself. Express yourself.
You said, see, the way I don't like the way you guys word it, well, he ain't going to pay you. But that's not the way it started off. And I'm trying to tell you, everything was going smooth. He had already did all the courtesy calls and all that. Then, like I said, Junior got on the phone. When Junior got on the phone, he heard what Kimo and I was talking about. He came in, oh, no, you can't do that. He ain't getting paid. And that's when Junior said, Kimo said, well, okay. And then they said, that's how. Let me tell y'all what Tim Austin, he did it. And everybody, here comes Skin's opinion. Here comes Flop's opinion. Here comes this person's opinion. Everybody got a darn opinion.
Okay.
And that's how we got
Kim. Okay, Tim.
There you go.
Okay. Evidently. No. Okay, Kim, now I'm going to ask you the question I asked them. What you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing. I just wanted to ask you guys, does that,
okay.
They start going crazy. And I said, well, let's see if somebody else, because sometimes they want to make you look bad and give you a headache and all that stuff on the back line.
Tim, I've been trying to tell you when I was loving you when I was just loving you, that you ain't built for this stuff. Some people ain't built for this hustle. You ain't built
Correct.
For this hustle, Tim.
Correct.
You're not built for it.
I agree with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with you.
I agree
Tim
with
out.
That.
You will. You Big Red will race. You will race. But when it comes to the hustle, you're not built for the hustle, Tim. So if you ain't built
I
for
agree.
The hustle, stay out of the hustle and get you somebody to hustle for you, Tim. That's the best advice I can give you, brother. I love you, man. I love you. But you ain't doing
that. But you asked me, and I agree with that, dog, but you asked me a couple specific questions, and I answered them. That's what I was trying to tell them.
But see,
they
Tim,
want to tell
you,
me
you
about
would,
this. And
but
you,
Tim, hold up.
Yeah.
I'm going to break it down for the people on here that the lowest denominator. I'm not trying to be nasty, but Tim. As a man, just erase everything I'm finna say. As a man, trying to go out look for a woman, and I tell you, hey Tim, that woman over there just gave me VD. Now, is you gonna go there and screw that woman? If I just told you, you might be and you better than that. And I told you, she just gave me the VD. You gonna go there and screw her, Tim?
Technically, no.
Okay, now, Kimo. Everybody know Kimo. You know Kimo, I know Kimo, Skin know Kimo, Flop know Kimo, Kid know Kimo. Kimo to me, as far as I know him, I'll pay his bets off. He'll pay his bets off.
Yes, sir.
But if I'm finna lock Kimo in, or anybody that I ain't had no dealings with like that, I'm gonna get somebody to either hold that money or vouch for it one way or the other, Tim. If you didn't do that, Tim, you ain't got no case.
Like you said, dog, Kimo gonna pay. I've seen him get on an airplane and fly down south to pay his debt off.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
That was a bet. Everybody heard that bet.
You can't do nothing half of the time on the darn back of the wood shot. I mean, back line. They yelling and screaming. Everybody in it.
Stop, Tim. If you know that, why you keep going back down here?
I didn't do it. I went on. We being Kimo was on the back line.
Yeah. All right. I'm finna close your mic up, Tim. Your head hard as my rock. Your head hard as mine. Can I get any simpler than that, kid?
No, you can't.
Skin, can I get any simpler?
No, you cannot. Tim is crying out for help. It's a 1-800 number. I'm gonna send it.
Flop. Can I get any simpler? Flop. Can I get any simpler?
No, sir.
I mean, come on, y'all.
No, sir.
I, I, it,
Tim House, I don't know how what the relationship between you and Skin, but next time you lock a race in, get a crook. Skin a crook. A hustling crook. That's what he do. That's his job. Not for to close everybody's mic up again, but get Skin to be your – get Skin. Get Skin. I got Skin to do mine, and I didn't like nothing he said, but hey, I took what he said because that's who I picked. Chuck, you got the last words on this, you know? I got to go give away some tickets. Come on, Chuck. What you got, Chuck?
All I got to say, if it wasn't a deposit and it wasn't a set time, then it was no fucking race and nobody gets paid.
Thank you.
That's it.
I know you.
Gentlemen,
Yeah. Ain't no gentlemen in this here. All the gentlemen, they left at the church. And then they still might not be gentlemen.
Oh, ain't no crying about a dead-ass subject.
Yeah, it is dead. I'm going to close the mic up. I got to give away some tickets. All right. All y'all guys have been talking, I'm finna change the subject, and we can get to fighting all night tonight. I'm feeling good tonight. It's a new year, whatever y'all want to call it. I'm feeling good. I ain't got no friends, but I'm gonna try to keep my show as orderly as possible. Try to. I can't do it. I don't like muting the mics. But Tim House is a long-winded. He asked a question, and he answered it again. Tim House is a three-way man. He'll ask the question three different ways and answer three different ways. Skin is a one-way man, but Skin gonna stay on that one subject about 20 minutes. Other than that, though, he a bad man. He be telling y'all to slow down on them lock-ins, and he alone. Yeah, and he don't. Yeah, I know Chemo didn't pay. I heard that Chemo didn't pay Brother D about a bet they made, but Brother D let it slip. So my point I'm trying to make. Chuck said it, and y'all don't like it. When we said it, we've been saying this for years, guys. This is a new year. You ain't got to make no New Year's resolution. Just do what you say you're going to do. If you ain't got that money in somebody's hand, sometimes it ain't been going right. Even your buddies, I put on Facebook, ain't no loyalty with money and coochie. Ain't no loyalty. I'm going to explain that later on, but I got to give away some free tickets. I want somebody to hit the one button that's just a regular person out there. Hit the one button. I got two free tickets to Jamie's first ass cutting of the year. I got a question I'm going to ask you. If you answer this question, I'm going to give you free tickets to Jamie's first butt kicking. Let me see, 301. Let me see. That must be one of the twins. You ain't no regular person. Twin, that you, twin? 301,
yes, sir, 2147.
You don't qualify. I'm closing you up. You don't qualify. You don't qualify. You're a regular on the show. I need somebody that's not a regular on the show to hit the one button so I can give you two free tickets. I don't want to give it to some of these knuckleheads that have been supporting the show all the while, guys. And again, guys, I want to thank y'all for supporting me all these years. I appreciate it. Much love to y'all. Much love. 772-5432. Who we got? 772-5432.
It's Charles. Charles from Florida.
Charles from Florida? Okay.
Yes.
All right, Charles. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. And the reason I did it like this, because I know as soon as I ask, somebody's going to Google it and get it. But if I got a regular person on there that ain't got time to Google it, then I got you. Fact of the matter, give me one more person just in case Charles don't get it. I want one more person. I'm going to give you a chance to get it. So you don't get it. The reason I'm doing it, I don't want to give you a chance to Google it. I'm not looking at the text. I'm not taking no text messages. We got five lines. We still, anyway, something going on. I forgot that they might be a holiday for some people. They might be traveling, whatever. We got five lines open, so call the show. I need one more person. Charles, hold tight. You got the first crack at it.
Okay.
If you don't get it, I'm going to get it. I want to get these tickets to somebody else. Somebody else is just a regular person out there that listen to the show, but you ain't been on it. It ain't nothing dirty. It ain't nothing nasty. I want to give away two free tickets. I got a question. And you can Google it. You can Google the question, but I don't want you to Google it and get it. I want you to know off the top of your head and show you how we ain't smart. Somebody give me another. Hit the one button. I got Charles over here. I need somebody else. Just a regular guy that's been listening to the show. A regular woman, man or woman. It's nothing nasty. It's nothing dirty. We keeping it clean. All right. 706-6376. Your hand been up all day and you ain't said nothing. 706-6376. Who is this?
I'm just a fan, dog. I'm just a fan.
Okay, well, you just a fan, give me your name, man. Give me your name because you raised your hand when Ernie was up.
Fly Fox. Yes, sir.
All right, stay right there. Don't go nowhere. I'm finna ask this man a question. and you better not, don't you go nowhere, because if you don't get it, I'm going to ask you right away. Charles.
Yes.
I'm going to give you 2 free tickets to Trigger Man's first ass cutting down at Orangeburg. 2 free tickets. I'm going to ask you a simple question. If you answer this question, I'm going to give you them tickets. What's the difference? What's the difference? And Fly Fox, don't you send it, because if he misses it, I'm going to come right to you, because you ain't going to have time to Google it. And Flop going to be done Googling, and somebody going to be done Googling when I ask. What's the difference between trash and garbage? What's the difference between trash and garbage, Charles?
Well, trash could be paper, and garbage is like, could be food.
All right, stop right there. Fly Fox, what's the difference between trash and garbage?
Trash can be fixed. Garbage needs to be thrown away.
Both of y'all are wrong. Both of y'all are wrong. Now I'm going to go back. I'm closing y'all up, but don't go nowhere. I want y'all to listen. Anybody want to hit the one button right quick for you? Look it up real quick. What's the difference between trash and garbage? Hit the one button. You got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. 1.5. 1.75. 1.75. Too late. All right. I'm going to save them tickets, man. Let me see. Let me see. Can the smart people say, come on, kids. Y'all done Google it by now, ain't you? Y'all done Google it. Come on, Flop. Yo, Michael, Kid, Chef Lee, Skin.
One
somebody
start,
tell me the difference between garbage. Huh?
One start with a T and the other start with a G.
Come on, kid. You about a dumbass. Anybody else want to? Anybody else want to? Y'all should have been Google it by Skin. You know Skin? Flop, yo, Michael. Y'all should
have been Google it. I don't know, but I just think trash. I think trash is just like, you know, dirt and all that shit. And garbage is the nasty shit. That's what I
now, come
I
on, everybody,
shit.
Michael, a twin, your Michael, come on, y'all done Google it now. Somebody come on, tell them what it is. What the difference?
Trash is like things that come from the kitchen, but sorry, garbage is things that come from the kitchen, and trash is like boxes and shit stuff that collect dust.
He is about right. No, he is about right. Garbage is anything you get from the bathroom or the kitchen. That's garbage. Everything else is trash. Go ahead and Google it now. That's it. Yeah, garbage is considered anything from the bathroom or the kitchen. Everything else is considered trash.
what about your living room and your dining room and your basement?
If it ain't from the back, all right, kid, don't beat Tim out. I just said, garbage is from the bathroom and the kitchen. Everything else is trash.
Everything else is trash.
Don't get like Tim out, kid, when you ask that question there. If it's from the living room, if it's from the dining room, whatever, if it's from the garage or whatever you want, it's trash.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they come up with that idea.
Google it, kid. Google it. That's why I told you I want to do it real fast, because you could Google it and know. But a lot of people didn't know that simple thing. It's just simple. When you Google it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got a question, man.
Come on with it.
Around every year, around this time, you know what I mean, we normally will be talking about a different topic. But this year, we haven't said that much about it, dog.
Okay, let me you how long you been listening to Willie Dog Show?
I've been listening to Willie a long time. That
okay,
I wouldn't call
it. Don't you know Willie Dog don't have no set-up structure? I don't practice my show. So if it's something you want to get off your chest,
no,
something you should be talking about, if it's something you need to talk about, bring it around. If you're talking about Grudge Race of the Year and all that kind of stuff, that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey, come on with all the noise. Who got all the noise, people? Please, guys. That's all I ask you for is noise. That's all I ask you for. I get tired of the headache of this popularity contest. So if somebody want to talk about it, bring it on in here.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's nothing but a popularity contest, and technically speaking, it ain't worth the garbage or the trash you put it in.
Beating a dead horse.
Mm-hmm. You're tired of the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey, Fly, what do you call himself? Fly Fox. Where you at?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Fly Fox. I don't want nobody else in this but you. Everybody else be quiet, please. Everybody be quiet, please. I'm going to call your name if I want you to answer. Please, just don't stand in this and I call you. Please, guys. See, I'm asking. See how nice I'm here, even though I ain't nice? See how nice I am today? Now, I'm going to ask another question. Fly Fox. You got a 706 number, so you must be somewhere around us. So you, if you win these tickets, you go to Orangeburg once.
I feel like you're trying to give them to me, man. I don't want no pity party.
I ain't asking for no pity party.
I'm local.
That's where you
I'm
feel. If that's where you feel. Now, I can't stop you from feeling the way you feel, though. I'm not being. It's a contest. Everybody like to win something. Let me see if somebody picks me. Let me see this. MJ. M. Fly Fox, you MJ?
No, sir. I'm not.
Okay, sound like. Okay, anyway. I'm going to give a number. I'm going to say 55. What does 55 mean to you? Don't nobody answer yet. It ain't the speed limit either. I'll take that one out. It ain't the speed limit. If I said 55, what that mean to you? I mean, what that mean? I know what it is. What it is, but I'm asking you what you think. I think it is.
It means nothing to me, Mr. Willis.
All right. Twin, take a shot at it. What 55 mean?
Sure.
Oh, that's the wrong answer. 601-601-0826. What 55 mean?
No, I have no answer, dog.
Right on. Y'all don't even like to try. Charles,
yeah.
What 55 mean? What 55 mean?
It could be your age.
Chuck, what 55 mean, Chuck? Chuck, yeah. Flop, what 55 mean, Flop? Flop, what 55 mean? If I don't call your name, don't answer, please. I'm just talking to the rest of these jokers. We got a whole bunch of skids on here all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. What 55 mean?
I said Interstate 55.
Wrong answer. Ain't nobody got it yet. Come on down the line. Kid, what 55 mean?
Me and Skin got the same answer.
All right. You know, you dumbass. Kid, you really dumb today. I'm going to tell you why you dumb. If he just gave that answer and I say it's wrong, why would you say the same thing, you dummy? Ken House, what 55 mean?
Over half.
Oh, Lord. That some people just too smart. Some people are too smart. That's right. It is over half, though, but that's the wrong answer. 708. Cal City, Cal. 55. What 55 mean? I'm getting a lot of
I'm a guess. How many years you been racing?
Ding, ding, ding. Cal City, you got 2 free tickets for first ass cutting if you want them. And since you live far away.
Hey, I'm going to take them.
Since you live. Okay, you got 2 free tickets, buddy. Y'all stop doing it now. He got the right answer. My birthday this year, coming up this year, I'll be racing 55 years. 55, senior citizen, yeah. 55
you're
years I've been racing, man.
For
racing. I said I was, but I don't know. I'm owe me everybody mic up. Brother, I ain't know me your mic up. I told you, I ain't know me your mic up. You might get on here and start preaching to me, and you're going to preach to tomorrow. I'm opening everybody mic back up. This year, guys, be 55 years.
Yeah.
55 years.
Look, there was 601-500-826. I say, dog said he been racing 681 years. I said, dog, that was. But I was busy doing something, so I ain't had no answer when
you
came.
I call you. I call your name. Man. I call
hey,
you. Your number. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
I thought it was the number.
I thought it was the number of times Tim House complained about that lock-in.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Tim House going to do that. Tim House going to – yeah, Brother D, what's up, Brother D? You open, Brother D. Let me see what Brother D is. You open, D. Come on in, D. You open.
I just simply said that was – you open my mic. That was an easy one, 55. Mm-hmm. That was easy for me, really. Yeah, that wasn't hard at all. And as far as Brother Tim lock-in, I'll talk to you later.
Stay out of that. That's why I didn't want to open your mouth.
I'm closing Brother B back up. I told him to stay out of it. He can't fight. He cannot help Tim House on the show. He cannot help Tim House. The only way you can help Tim House on the show is to tell Tim House to stop jumping out there in that pool. Tim House would jump out there with that alligator and alligators out there. Tim House must have loved to swim or something. Tim House, your mic over, but Brother D mic ain't over. All right, Cal City. Hey, Cal City, what made you think of that, Cal? What made you say that, Cal?
I took a guess at it, dog, because I know you said it's your last year racing, and I just took a guess at it.
Smart man, thinking outside the box. Really, guys, technically I ain't saying it's my last year. What I'm saying is, guys, y'all don't believe me because I talk so much trash, but I got a way of putting it on the front. I'm getting tired, guys. I'm getting tired. And I should get tired. I'm 71 years old, guys. I'm 71. And I ain't going to tell y'all what I did this morning. I'm 71 years old, but I ain't going to tell y'all what I did this morning. Anyway, I got another segment coming up. Yeah, I hate to cook it.
Hey, dog.
Anyway, talk to me.
I got a question. You've been running 55 years and you ain't got out the motherfucking fives yet?
Chuck, see, that's what I'm glad you asked that. Now, that was a good question. Hold up. Hey, everybody, Michael, but I want y'all to be quiet today until we start bull jabbing. Chuck asked a good question in a joking way. And he was joking. No, Chuck, hold up. Hold up, Chuck. Stop around, Chuck. Let me do this. Chuck asked a good question where normally we would joke about it right this year. I try to tell everybody out there, and everybody out there that's racing can listen to me, all y'all out there, your mortgage wouldn't be behind. You wouldn't have to mortgage your doggone house two or three times, refinance your house two or three times. You wouldn't have to go out there and rob and steal if you stayed in your lane. Chuck just asked, I've been doing it for 55 years and I ain't got out the fives. Guess what, Chuck? I tell everybody coming in racing, get in where you fit in, what you can afford to. I used to sell drugs. I was selling drugs. I had more money than I know what to do with. I was selling drugs. I sold drugs. I was selling drugs. I had money. When I go to the track, I used to wear fatigue pants and jacket all the time. Every pocket had $10,000 in it. Every pocket. I looked in the mirror one day. I said, self. I had a federal job, too, working on a federal installation. I said, self, you can't keep on maintaining this money working at no damn federal job and still be okay without them folks coming to see you. So I said, self, I'm going to stop this shit. I'm going to start living within my means. If everybody out there live within their means and stop trying to follow the Joneses and the Williams and the whoever's out there, if everybody did that, we'd have more racing, and we wouldn't be in much trouble as we always getting our ass into. So that's why.
Boy, you got a point.
Brother Chuck
said, point that, dog.
Yeah, Brother Chuck said, I've been doing it 55 years, and I'm still in the fives because I can afford to race in the fives. Good question, Chuck. Really dog. Good question.
You got a point there, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I just hear you, a person with your heart, your kindness, did I just hear you say you sold drugs?
Yeah, I sold drugs. Yeah.
I can't believe that, Willie.
Charles, I'm here. I am a man that lives in a glass house. Right now, this world, this country, is run by drug dealers. Don't you know this?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely, huh? But
me selling drugs, I wasn't but a pimple on the dog on the bullhog's ass. That's all I was. Yes, I sold drugs. I sold drugs back when selling drugs. I'm one of the first ones that used to sell the weed in the little brown bags. The little brown bag.
Come on, man.
Not
the nickel bag.
Yeah. We got an echo. Somebody's on the speakerphone got an echo. If you ain't talking, mute your phone, you won't hear that echo. Yes, I sold drugs. Yeah. The United States right now is run by drugs. All them cartels
mm-hmm.
over there, all them money over there. Who you think fought all these wars and all this stuff? Who you think do that?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe that, you're naive.
Oh,
that's
man, not Pablo Escobar. Not Pablo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I used to say it. And I had a federal job.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on a federal installation. Yeah.
Mm.
Who you think was my main customers, Charles?
Oh, man.
Who you think was my main customers?
Inmate.
The federal workers out there. I was
mm-hmm.
selling their own posts.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Yep.
Frank Lucas.
No, dog. I don't want you to think I'm knocking you. I'm just saying it's just hard to believe
Twin. If everybody listened to me and just do as I say, not as I do, it'd be a better world.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know how to keep everybody's ass out of trouble but my own.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
I hear that.
You heard what Chuck just asked me. Now, Chuck asked me that. We on the block joking. That's a joke. But Chuck asked me that. I gave you some real live facts. I gave you some wisdom. We got jokers out there trying to go. Come on, guys. I beg y'all. Just for the noise, man. I beg you. Man, we got all this noise. Grown folks on there. Everybody might go. I don't want to keep closing and opening all the mics, guys. All I ask you to do, if you ain't talking, just mute your phone, guys. Please. Because I'm finna. The day is going to be. And another thing, Chuck, like you said, now, Chuck did make a joke. I would have came back to Chuck and said, Chuck, all I'm doing is trying to go fast enough to win if it don't take but five to win. But I ain't beat Chuck yet. But, you know, I go fast. I need to go to win, though. If it's five, if it's four, I ain't dipped in no threes yet, though. I ain't come close to no threes yet, though. But I'm too old to go that fast. I don't want to go that fast. Oh, today is the day also. Today is the day I got a thing I'm going to call wisdom. And I'm going to have a little segment every week, about 20, 30 minutes or however long ago. If y'all want to ask me any questions about life, about anything, love, money, women, whatever you want to ask me about, I'm going to give you a true answer on that. And I hope it helps somebody.
Because a lot of wisdom, doctor.
All we doing is, all we doing is fathering the leader, a kid. We you
mm-hmm.
know, all those out here. We got more followers out here. We do leaders. If everybody out here, when they get on these blog talk shows and on the back line, everybody want to be a bulldog and an alpha male. But y'all ain't nothing but
mm-hmm.
a bunch of followers. You ain't nothing but a bunch of followers. That's all we do. Whatever you think is popular, that's what we follow. Be your own man. Stand up for what it is. If you make a mistake, you made it. Brush your ass off and keep on going, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Talk
a bunch of cupcakes.
Any more questions? Twin, you don't mind asking questions. Talk to me. Twin, the way you said it, I don't know who the coach, you or your brother. Which one of y'all the coach?
Me. I'm the coach.
Okay. Look
Come
at
on,
you,
coach.
Twin. I done seen you at the racetrack. Twin, you was drunk. You were drunk in Cooter Brown. You don't look like no
oh,
coach.
Man.
No. Dog.
That was your
dog.
Brother?
That was my brother. That was my brother.
Oh,
that was your
no.
brother?
Blame it on the
yes.
brother.
Okay. Now, Big Eddie, Chuck didn't say that. Okay, let me say this. Big Eddie just texted me. Chuck didn't say nothing about you or Tim House. But Chuck, Big Eddie said you ain't been that fast either.
Oh, man. Come on, not the mud bone.
Yeah. But now, Twin, ask me some live questions, man. I might help somebody. Ask me some live questions, baby. Anybody. I'm open to it. I ain't got nothing to hide.
What was your biggest obstacle you ever had to come in life? Besides yeah. growing up.
Well, that was part of my obstacle. I used to be a jealous man. If I had a woman and I saw her look sideways at another man, I'd go to her head. I had to grow up.
Oh man.
I had to grow out of it. I don't fight women no more. I used to fight women. Because I was a
mm-hmm.
jealous man. So I had to grow up. I growed out of it. That was my biggest obstacle. That's what keep me going the way I'm going today, because I can handle it now. You see, some people out there talking about, oh, man, I don't care nothing about that B. I don't care nothing about that H. They say that, and they know deep down in their heart, every time they see that woman, they mad and jealous. You just know how to handle it better now. We all got jealousy in us. We all got. I've been married five times, and right now I wouldn't mind getting any one of them back, because I was a whore. I was wrong, but every time I see them, I be jealous now. But I just can handle it better now. Anything else? Anybody want to talk about that? I ain't got nothing to hide, man. I want to help some of y'all young guys, man. I done lived my life. If I died yesterday, I done lived my life. I was in the military 13 years. I done been all over the country, everywhere. I done had every nationality of a woman. Every nationality of a woman. I done had every nationality of a woman. The last woman the last woman I ever had sex with, that I hadn't had, was a Vietnamese woman. And I finally did that. And I was in Vietnam. But I wasn't doing that when I was over there, because I was scared.
Oh, man, not Ye Ming.
I'm talking about scared of all that fighting we was over there doing. That's what I'm talking about. I wasn't talking about scared of the women. I was just scared. Guess what? You know, they shipped me from over there, man. I almost got court-martialed in Vietnam because I was shooting up everything. You know, when you're in the wall, you have to call in the sector where you're fighting it and where you're shooting it. You got to call the sector in and ask, can you fire? Because there might be friendly people over there. If the wind blows, I was fine, kid. I was fine. If in the court-martial, me, kid. Because I was scared. I ain't going to lie. I was scared. Every time the wind blow, I was shooting. Hey, you got to get that dumb ass out of there. We got to get that dumb ass out there. He trying to kill everybody. I was shooting.
Not the friendly fire.
Next question. I ain't got nothing to hide. My life is an open book. Get this knowledge while you can and apply it. Get this knowledge and apply it. Now, I put on Facebook, loyalty. Let me ask y'all, somebody tell me what they consider loyalty. What is loyalty? I got the background noise again. What is loyalty? What is loyalty? Tell me what loyalty is. See, y'all scared to talk, guys? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Ain't,
see what I'm saying? We got 100
ain't
people
no
in here.
Among
we
thieves.
Got about 10 mics open, and everybody's scared to talk. Everybody
ain't no loyalty among thieves.
Well, no, Keith, that ain't what I asked you. I asked you, what is loyalty?
Loyalty is a commitment.
All right. So, okay. It's smile on that smoke, Flop. That ain't good enough for me, Flop. I'm a dummy. Tell me what that means.
Well, it depends on what you're being loyal to. Just say if you're loyal to a person, I can be a loyal friend to you. That means I don't... and go against the grain. We got an open book as far as
preach,
life or discussions or
preach,
whatever.
Nigga.
We ain't got no
preach, nigga. Stop,
no
stop,
holds
stop,
barred.
Stop, limit. Stop. Somebody else tell me. Flop, right. Stop. Somebody else tell me. What is loyalty to you? What is loyalty to you? Somebody else tell me. Somebody else talk to me. I'm in a good mood today. I'm a little tipsy too, but I'm straight. Flop was right, loyalty. Now, sister, you know what?
Commitment,
come on.
A bond.
Yes,
a bond.
Come on.
Just an unbreakable
bond.
All right. Let me tell you where I'm going with this here. All right, hold on, guys. Let me tell you where I'm going with this, and then y'all talk to me. Now, see, I do all the talking if y'all don't give me no feedback on what I'm asking to you. And go back on mute now because I want these guys to hear. Because believe it or not, we got a full show now. All of a sudden, we got a full show and everybody listening. All right, loyalty. I put on Facebook. Loyalty. Ain't no loyalty with money and coochie. Remember, I always said 5 or 6, 10 years ago, I said, in a relationship to break up, you got money, jealousy, and women. Them the three elements that breaks up any relationship, money, women, and jealousy. But I put on Facebook, ain't no loyalty towards coochie and money. Now, what I mean by that, me and Flop grew up together. Me and Flop grew up together. Flop took a woman. Y'all put your phone on mute, guys. We got all the noise, guys. Put your phone on mute, guys. Please put your phone on mute. Please put your phone on mute, please. Me and Flop grew up together. Same household. We wasn't brothers, but we grew up together. Flop went out of his way. I went my way. Flop went out there, picked up a girl off the street, brought her home, put her through school, got a education. Now she out there making money. All of a sudden now, here she come, want to give me some of the coochie. Now, that's what I just said. Ain't no loyalty between coochie and money. Now, here go me. My sorry, but me and Flop pulled to be down like four flat tires. Hear me just now. School and Flop good. That's what I mean by ain't no ain't coochie. Ain't no loyalty. Talk to me about that, Flop. Why would I be screwing your girl, Flop? Me and you grew up like that, and that's your girl. Come on, Flop. Talk to me, man.
Ain't no commitment, dog. We not as committed to one another as friends or boys, as we say. You know, that loyalty, that's a big word, man. And it runs mm-hmm. deep with me, so from mm-hmm. personal mm-hmm. experience. And like you said, when you apply that coochie or that money, everybody always think that they can get away, but it's really the loyalty is something that comes from within, man. Because, yeah, Willie Dog may not know that I'm screwing his old lady, and I might get away with it for the next 25 years, but it's something that comes from within and say, hey, man, you shouldn't be doing that. You and dude had a bond or whatever, so... You know, loyalty is something that's instilled in you or built in you. It comes from within, dog. It's almost like I want to apply it to like having a conscious mind for another individual. They mean mm-hmm. as much to you as you mean to yourself. So you know, no, you don't want to violate yourself.
Somebody on wheelchair line just opened the line. Somebody talk to me. Talk to me. Somebody talk to me. I ain't the only one on here talking these life stories. Talk to me, yo. Talk to me.
Mr. Willie, this is Sly Fox. I'm a barber, right? So my last cut Saturday, I was cutting this young man hair. He's 20 years old. He came in to get a haircut. He said, hey, man, my sister, she tried to call my baby mama, man. And he said he done like mm-hmm. his sister slept on his couch when she was doing bad. But he don't know how to deal with it because they got the same mama or some shit. And then, man, that's just crazy. He was just told up about that. But he don't even know how to go on. But I like, man, you family, you got to see her. You just can't trust her or something like that. But that was just basis on that.
Well, you can't trust her. So you couldn't help him out? You didn't have the life skill or the wisdom to help him out no kind of way?
I did, because he was doing so well on his own. He, you know what I'm saying? He still got love for her. He still going to mess with her. He said he ain't going to treat her no different because she really is a woman, and she's just trying to act like a man. But he said that was a dude, one of his, you know, a real brother or something, he would have handled it different. He still loves her and all that. But, you know, he just hurt because it all just happened like last week. He about had it himself. I really didn't have to do nothing, but it kind of built on that loyalty, man. They growed up in the same house, got the same mama. And his sister, she gay, trying to holler at his baby mama. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. He a young man. He's
well,
kid,
Sly,
man.
Fox, do you, Sly, do you be on any of these backgrounds in the thing? Do you be on it? You just be on these blogs?
No,
do you be on the background?
I only listen to your show. I don't know nothing about how to get on the morning show or nothing like that. I only been listening like 2 years, man.
Well, let me ask you a question. You hear how we cuss each other out on these shows and all this stuff. What do you think? Do you think we love each other? It's just a front we put on. What do you think it is, man?
It's just entertainment, man. Y'all know each other. It's just talk.
Hey, dog, can I say something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Open mic, baby. Come on.
Hey, dog, this is Preacher Boy. First of all,
come on,
you got to have loyalty. You got to have loyalty. And you got to trust the person all together in that situation, bro. And a lot of these people they don't have loyalty because they don't have trust in one another. And that'd be the main issue.
Hold up. Me and Flop trust each other. Me and Flop, I trust Flop. Flop trusts me. That's what I'm saying. But now I'm over here screwing this old lady, though. We trust
then that means you weren't loyal and you weren't trustworthy. You know,
that's what I
you can leave. You trust the person. Uh-huh. When you trust a person, you believe whatever it is with them or whoever it is around them to protect them and not sleep with them and not hurt them, all of that.
Flop,
you
Flop,
know, I've been
Flop, coming to me. Flop, oh, okay, preacher boy, Flop old lady. Flop old, they're just hypothetical, right? You're talking about Flop real old lady. Flop old lady is acting funny. Flop, me and Flop boys. So Flop come telling me how his old lady acting funny and everything. I know why she acting funny because me and her done started screwing now. Flop come and telling me everything. But I'm looking Flop right in the face, and he telling me his problems with his old lady, and I'm really the problem. But we trust each other now.
Then
so
you wasn't
tell me about that.
You wasn't shit in the job. You was creeping through the back door in the beginning. Because when she came at you, you supposed to tell, hey, man, I feel uncomfortable. Hey, man, your old lady is trying to do such and such in the subject.
Okay. Well, somebody talk to me. Somebody talk to me. I disagree, but talk to me.
See, there's a lot of people
somebody
out here want what you got and don't understand how you got it. And when they get a chance to touch it, get it, that's the first thing they pull. Them evil Knievel stunts people pull in life to try to take your place. Backstabbers. That's what they call backstabbers.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
Hey, Willie
Dawg. I want to ask a question. I wanted to ask, want to know, do you, if you, and like he said, well, do you go and tell him? Do you have to go tell the guy? You just don't have to deal with her. You don't have to accept her advances.
Right. That's that good report to him. See, we keep talking. I don't want nobody just to take my view. We need different views from different people from different situations.
Hey, Dawg.
Good thing, right there. Yes, sir. Yes,
Dawg, I just sent you something. Can you read it for me? My hand's kind of dirty. I'm doing a few things, but I did find the time to text it. Can you read that? And if anybody needs elaboration on it, I'll go from
you
there.
You said seeing and realizing the effects of disloyalty would tend to make sure-minded people embrace true loyalty. I think I know what that means.
Yeah.
Preacher Boy was nailing it.
Yeah, because you know everybody
y'all
can claim
y'all, y'all need to break it down. Y'all need to break it down where people can understand it. I got it when the preacher was talking, but a lot of people don't get it. You got to break it down.
Right.
We got a lot of noise in here, guys. Yeah, we got a lot of noise, guys. Hold up, preacher boy. Guys, please, guys, please. It's two people talking. Everybody else ought to be on mute, baby. Please, let us hear it. Let us hear it, please, guys. Thank you. Come on, preacher boy.
Yes, you can't have loyalty without trust. Them two things must go together. You know, and there's a lot of people out here that you call a friend that ain't shit but a soldier. And we use that word frequently, my friend. Ain't nobody just creeping on the come up, man. And people don't understand that. You got a lot of hate that you feed every fucking day. You fuck the people.
Well,
you buying them clothes.
Hold up, preacher. Well, let me throw this at you. Me and Flop was out there on the stroll. We was out on the stroll. Me and Flop both was out there selling drugs together, running these women. You know, when you're selling them drugs, you got plenty of women. You ain't got to worry about no coochie. You got plenty of that. I told Flop, I said, look here, Flop, you know I'm a dog, man. I'm going to screw every one of these women out here. Don't get attached to none of these women out here, Flop, because as soon as you get attached to one of them or something and do something for them, she's going to get that thing to somebody else. Now, I done preached that to Flop for 10 years. I done preached it to him for 10 years. And then here he go, his girl come and try to throw it on me. Who fault is it now? Is it my fault, Flop fault, or her fault?
His fault. Honestly, it's his fault because you told him up front. His knowledge and belief screwed himself. There's a lot of us out here screw ourselves too, dog. We know a person ain't shit. You see a motherfucker out here robbing the bank, sticking up everybody. What makes you so great that he ain't going to do you? It's just not your turn.
Flop, explain what you mean by disloyalty. But explain what you just said to me, Flop. Explain that. Can you break it down some more where I can understand it? Because I'm a dummy.
Yeah, dog. I'm just saying if you see or realize the effects of disloyalty and you sure about things or sure-minded like Preacher Boy saying you're a trustworthy person, it'll make you embrace true loyalty because if you see what disloyalty does to people, to friendships, to life itself for people,
uh-oh,
it's not a pretty
uh-oh
sight, dog. You have to be an experience this shit.
Stop, Flop. Okay, this race world is a small world, but it's a big world. Damn near everybody in racing, if you in racing, you damn near know everybody in racing. Preacher Boy, if you seen me messing around with Flop old girl, you see me messing around with Flop old girl, and you know me and Flop boy. What you gonna do, Preacher Boy? What you gonna do, Preacher Boy? You know I'm messing with Flop girl. What you gonna do?
100 to keep from being involved in it and getting in a bunch of bullshit. I'm going to come to you and tell you up front, man, you know that's wrong, man. You know that's going to start a bunch of bullshit. But if I go to Flop and tell him, I'm creating bullshit. But if I come to you and try to get your eyes to tell you to quit and y'all, you know, leave that alone before it get ugly, I'm doing a justice. But if I go to Flop and tell Flop, hey, man, you know your boy is doing something such, I'm creating bullshit. I'm not a solution to the problem. I'm making a problem.
All right, guys. I know y'all sitting on here talking about some, I don't know what the hell they talking about. I know y'all on here talking about, man, I don't know what the hell they talking about. This will be a race show. My show, per se, ain't a race show. My show is for whatever topics you want to talk about. And I done told y'all that when I first started it. So don't get mad at me. Like I said, if you want to talk about racing, we'll do a segment on that. But right now, we're talking about life stuff that it might help some of us on this show. Because some of us out there screwing some of our buddies, old lady. Some of us out there on there, they're listening right now, screwing our buddies, old lady. Or vice versa.
The key thing is warning come before the destruction, man. And if you can warn a person before the shit happens, they might have enough regret to stop it or just come to that person and tell them, hey, man, this is what's going on. She don't love you. She with me about it. Skippy. But for a person to find out, feelings making people kill each other every day. Feeling and disrespect making people kill a bunch of people out in the world.
Hey, Flop.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Hey, Flop.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Hey, Flop. Hold up, Tim. I got to get this off my chest. Hey, Flop.
Come on.
Me and you boys, like I explained in the scenario, and I want everybody to know that if any new people come on here, we just doing hypothetical stuff. Me and you boys, Flop. Now you find out I'm doing your old lady. What Flop gonna do?
Dog, I'm gonna probably quit fucking with both of y'all. You know, cause the first man said, you know, to be the snap off and do something to both of y'all. But you know, once you get past that, and hopefully. Me personally, I would. It'd just be like them two, and I'm going to go back to that word I just used. Both of them are two disloyal motherfuckers. Because she's supposed to be my old lady, and she betrayed me. And he's supposed to be my main man, and he betrayed me. So
come on,
both
boy.
Of them just
come on, boy.
That sense of loyalty. Come on, boy. So the best
come
thing
on,
to do is get rid of that two-headed snake.
Come on, boy.
So,
come on, boy.
Come
on, boy.
Yeah, but dog, it's tough in life, man. You got to be the one went through something.
We got it.
And I can
we
say
got
this.
That's, we got people talking now. Be quiet, okay. Block. We got people talking. Come on, D.
Come on.
Throw it.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Come on, D.
I had a situation like that come my way at an early age. Guy lived across the hall from me. Was a true friend. I mean, what I would call a true friend. I was only like 16, 17 years old, and my mom would trust me to go anywhere with him. We played spades a lot back then, so he gave me a key to the door. He said, "Man, he said, me and my wife, you know, him and Donnie, he's ready to go to bed. He said, when y'all leave, just lock up, you man." So the next day, I'm going over here to look at TV, and I knock on the door. No one. I knock on the door. So I figured they gone, so I take my key and go in. She was laying up in the bed with the sheet pulled in a half a V across her. So the door wide open. I keep walking. I go in the dining room and sit down. A few minutes, she come down the hallway, stretching. You know, and normally, when you see her first, you know, the first thing you can do is try to cover yourself because you stall her, right? She said, "Oh, D, I didn't know you was here." So since that didn't work, she started showing me all anywhere. And started telling me, she said, "These are the ones I wear, you know, for that time, and these are what I'm wearing today," which was back then.
You ain't got to be so explicit now.
Okay. All right. But let me get to the drive. The drive was that I couldn't go tell Ben. That's the only thing I disagree with so far is when you tell him. I couldn't go tell Ben, but what I could do is separate myself from that situation. My mother asked me, she said, "Boy, you let," I said, "Mama, please, Ben my friend." And Ben was a true friend. Mm-hmm. I separated myself from that situation. That's what I got. No, that's my take on it.
That's my life. Yeah. But cause if you go tell them, they're going to get mad. They're going to still be together, though. But Tim Al, come on in. What you at, Tim?
Yep.
I know you're
going to
win.
You go tell them, they'll still be together, and you will be the one on the outside looking in.
You're looking in. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Come on, Al.
Brother Dahl,
Now, they're supposed to be your friend, and you catch them. No. You catch them in the room together.
Uh-huh.
Who do you get upset with? I'm asking that question. I have an answer, so when you do, I'm going to give you my answer, but I wanted to ask you first. Who, if you catch them both in the room together, who do you get upset with?
All right, Tim, you didn't answer twice. We got you. If somebody want to answer, come on.
You get more mad at her.
Listen, you get more mad at her because he didn't take it. But then you look at him and ask him, why did you accept it? You understand if he's your friend. That's why you accept it.
Well, I
but
didn't say
he
was your friend,
Tim, we got it. Tim, you got to ask the question and shut up. Let them get it. If they don't get what you want to get, then you summarize it at the end. Anybody else?
If he's not a friend,
that ain't the question he asked. That ain't the question he asked, Preacher Boy.
He asked you who would you get more upset with.
Who would you get more upset with?
Her. It's her. You're supposed to be more mad at her.
In reality, you should have said something to him. Unless it gets in the way. I know a guy that happened to too, dog. And my man,
we don't need an example for everything we do. We just want answers. We just want answers.
My thing, dog, is you shouldn't get upset with him.
If you're gonna get upset with anybody, it should be her.
That's your answer.
We're gonna answer, then we're gonna let Tim say what he had to say because it was his question. Anybody else want to answer? Two people say get upset with her. Anybody else want to answer? Y'all don't help the situation if y'all don't bring out it. This can help a lot of people, man. It's just like praying stuff. Just like the prayer show. This reminds me of the prayer show. People get scared to say what they want to say for one reason or another. I don't know what it is. It makes you seem like you're weak. We all have been messed over. Danny Boy, what you got to say? The short version of Danny Boy.
I'm going to give you whatever version I want to give you. Ask me.
We're doing short versions tonight, Danny Boy. Don't come on in and interrupt the flow.
This is what's going to happen, dog. You're going to be more disappointed in her. You're going to be hurt more by her. But you're going to be more mad at him. Because number one,
good point.
You and your homeboy. If one got
good
one
point.
Type of relationship and you got another, you
good
got a love. And when love, when you break that heart, you don't know if you want to be mad. You don't know if you want to accept. You don't know what the hell you're going to do when the heart gets broke.
Y'all heard Danny Boy now. He brought another one word in there. Disappointed, mad. That's two different things. Good point, Danny Boy. Anybody else? Good point, Danny Boy. Hold that thought. Anybody else? Right quick. Come on, Tim House. Give me your long-winded version.
Okay, dog.
What everybody said.
Okay, dog. I would be crushed and hurt by her. I wouldn't be mad at him unless he, because if he raped her, she opened the door. She invited him. Don't care what he did. If he flirted with her or whatever, she gave in and allowed the relationship to happen. So here's my point. I'm not really upset with unless he butted in and start opening his mouth, then I might be mad with him. But right now, I'm just mad with her. I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. I can't believe you would do these kind of things. I'm caught off guard. So I would be more mad at her and frustrated with her, and I wouldn't want to do that. Because a man, how many times you and did some things wrong and snuck around and different things? So the only way you can do it, she had to do it.
Pull out, Tim. You're going. You're giving us the long version. We stole Danny Boy. We're going to do the long version. He brought in the key word to me. It's just me. I'm just one person. He said disappointed. Now, to me, disappointed in certain situations is way worse than being mad. Disappointed when you done let somebody down. Disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking that same thing, dog. Loyalty, disappointment. You frustrated. You hurt. Crushed. And when Danny Boy said, when that heart get broken, man, it's hard to mend that heart. You know, because you always going to be thinking about it. So I got, I'm mad at her. I'm mad at her. I ain't mad at him.
Danny boy, describe in this situation. Danny boy, describe disappointed. Danny boy, you brought disappointed in, and I agree. Bring disappointed in. How heavy is disappointed over mad, Danny boy?
Well, see, this way I see it, dogs. You and your homeboy become cool and everything, and you trust them. But I feel like you got more trust, more committed. You got more into that relationship. You really trusted her, you know, I think a little bit deeper than you did him. So when she disappoints you and she break your heart, the heart carries a lot of feelings. So right then, you're going to be so hurt, you might not even, you know, you might not be mad at her because you're so hurt because, you know, you love her. You love her to the end of time. But then you're so hurt, you disappointed, and you just going through all kind of emotional shit. Anger
is
going to set in with him.
Danny boy, we talking now, Danny boy. You bust up in there, Danny boy. We talking now, saying we're going to be hurt and disappointed. Why do we break up in that bed and start shooting up everybody then?
That's you go really, dog. You go into a state of mind that you ain't never been in, so ain't no telling what you might do. See, it's easy to say what you gonna do. You don't know what the hell you gonna do. So you break up in there and see it, and then emotions take over. I ain't all kind of shit take over, and it take a real strong man to just sit there and shake it off and walk about it though. Ain't no telling what you're going to do. You can't say what you're Ain't nobody on this phone can say what they're going to do. Unless it happens.
Good report, Danny boy. Good report. Damn good report. It happened to me. It happened to me. I just told them, like, I think preacher boy, somebody said, a flop or somebody, I just told both of them, y'all, get out. I just said, get out. Now, after I sat out and thought about it, I was finna premeditate some stuff, though. I was finna premeditate some stuff now. That's all I'm going to say. It happened to me. I ain't saying it happened to me.
It depends on, hey, dog, it depends on how hurt you is. If you hurt and discuss it, you'll hurt somebody. If you hurt and you get a chance to get the right man, you would escort them to the door.
But let me tell you why. I'm finna throw something else in there. What if you out there cheap like a big dog yourself? You out there messing around too now. Does that have anything to do with it? Does that have anything to do with your actions?
Yeah,
you catch up messing around?
It still hurt. Yeah, then you want to get violent because you feel they're getting even. And then you get violent.
No. But what I'm saying is sometimes when you don't get as violent or go off so much, do you think, hey, I might be doing the same thing. How can I go out here and shoot him up or shoot her up, and I'm doing the same thing? Do that make you hesitate
right.
some?
People think one-sided, dog. And when they do that, most of the people on this phone, every man on here, think of his wife as Polly Purebred. They don't think of their wife being a slut, a sleaze bag. They don't think like that. They think it's so when they come home and they catch it, that's like what Preacher Boy and Danny Boy said, you go off into another world. If you can't
Michael,
catch yourself, you'll do something stupid.
Yeah. But hold up, baby boy. I see you. I'm coming to you once you make this point. Now, Tim, 80% of us on this phone, whether we want to admit it or not, 80% of us on this phone, if we want to admit it or not, we did some nasty, sloppy, freaky stuff with our woman we got right now. That's how we met her. So in your head, if she did it with you, don't you figure if she messing with somebody else, she doing the same thing with him? I'm just being real.
I'm being real. 80% of us on here, Tim.
I'm going to say it again because you didn't think in.
Okay.
You done did some freaking nasty stuff with that woman before we married her. Said we in love with her. We did some freaking stuff with her before we married her. I fell in love with her now.
Well, dog, listen to this. Hey, dog.
She is going to be loyal.
Good for the gander. Listen, an old man told me years ago, he taught me to calm down. He said, listen, man, when you met that lady, she wasn't a virgin. When you leave that lady, she won't be a virgin. So don't lose your life or spend time in jail over that lady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hold that thought, y'all. I got Baby Boy just not coming on. I'm going to let him speak his piece. Don't nobody laugh and start no trash. What you got on your mind, Baby Boy?
Now, hey, dog, is that where the loyalty lies at in relationships with people?
I can't answer that for you. That's why I was asking the question, Baby Boy. It's so many different answers and so many different people take a different way, Baby Boy. That's why I was asking the question. I'm learning too. As I teach what I know, I'm learning too, Baby Boy.
Right. No, I was just saying that, you know, on the pretense of people having relationships with people, if it's a man or a woman, if that's where your loyalty is gonna be at, far as like, you know, you just a good person and or you just a rotten person, you know what I mean? Or something happened in your life to where, you know, you just don't trust.
Well, somebody says you gotta
keep your guards up. You keep your guards up at times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that can't stop. Keeping your guards up ain't got nothing to do with your lady, your significant others are messing around. That ain't got nothing to do with that. Just because you're keeping your guards up.
What?
Come on, guys. It's open discussion, guys. Whoever starts speaking first, we'll be quiet.
And then I got to thank my granddaddy. He just tell me, look, you could be out here, you can have some partners. They might be loyal, but they just as grimy as you want to think. A lot of them out there thing with their meat. And he tell me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I always keep
coochie
that
and money.
Don't tell you
ain't no loyalty.
You be doing because you be out here screwing out
no
of me. Your partner Steve, y'all. Yeah,
ain't no
loyalty. Ain't no loyalty.
It's no, ain't no loyalty with money
just
and
fans, coochie. He's like, did the fans of your partner know your business? He going to go over there and tell your woman and be trying to lay up her because he feel like you ain't shit, so he might well be over there fucking her.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Yeah, all right, hold on. We got some more people. I'm coming to y'all, guys. I'm coming to you. Just bear with me, guys. And like I said, y'all might be laughing. Some people are you laughing, but you don't know. This might help somebody out there. 832-3731. You got the flow.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
I'm out of Texas. I'm from Texas.
I know.
Old man told me one time, he say, you know, first of all, you got to know who to love, who not to love. And you got to know that woman. If you think you got a good woman and she got you fooled that she's a good woman, she ain't worth a damn. It's up to you to, you know, to check into that. So if she's there, she's going out with her friends and stuff like that, it ain't going to hurt the 10 best because one thing about your true intention ain't gonna fool you. You know, but you want to know your true intention. Hey, something bad to happen, man.
Okay. Yeah, hold that thought.
No,
I got another call.
I'm like a stalker.
Hold that. No. Just hold that thought. No, ain't nothing wrong with stalking. Ain't nothing wrong with stalking. That's what. See what I'm trying to say. We can't fault nobody to get their answers on this phone. That's why some people are scared to get their answers. Some people do things a different way. You might stalk. I might not stalk. Like I told you, we got the noise again. We got that echo. Mute your phone back again, guys. Mute your phones back. So we ain't gonna laugh at nobody tonight. We ain't gonna laugh at nobody because it might help somebody. Trust me, it might help somebody. I ain't just thought of this topic overnight, man. Money Mike, what you got, Money Mike?
Hey, dog, brother world. I just got a reply on one thing you said. You said that it doesn't make a difference if you out there doing the same thing. Hey, dog, I'm from Brooklyn. And I had a girl in Manhattan. I had a girl in White Plains. And I had a girl in Queens.
Money Mike, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down. I didn't say it didn't make a difference. I said, would it make a difference in your actions about would you act too harsh at that time? Because you might be saying, how could I go out and shoot them up?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody doing the same thing.
No, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you. Yeah, but
yeah.
I got to say it like this. I ain't as intelligent as
okay.
Y'all to be breaking that shit down. But, like, I had three different girls, right? But that one in the house. But no, let me go to say this story, the long version. Valentine's Day came around. My mother and all my sisters and everybody, I bought every girl the same mink coats, the same skirts and all. And they used to tease me, right? But that one at home, that lady one, when she did that shit, man, is a movie, Van Damme, John Claude Van Damme, that double impact shit. where he had his twin brother and he thought he was screwing her. Long story short, it don't make no difference if you're doing that other thing. You can't eat, you can't sleep, and everything. You want to kill her.
Okay. All right. Well, in that, if we talk about, you know, it go both ways. We ain't just talking about the woman, but, you know, it's mostly a man's conversation. That's why we're using the man. But, I mean, can you expect loyalty from your woman if you're not getting her loyalty? Can you expect it?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, we shouldn't, but people do. We shouldn't.
So, in other words, we can go out there and screw 10 women. They're going to pat us on the back and say, we're a bad joker. But if you see your lady talking to one guy, accuse one
she
guy,
the
she
worst.
A hoe.
Yeah, that's the bullshit in our life.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Anybody got anything else? We didn't have our Dr. Field moment. Anybody got anything else? Racing or something? We talked about with them football or whatever. I mean, open forum for anything, guys. Open forum.
That's very simple, dog. It's very simple. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Kid, you done said that 7 times, kid. We heard you. First
time. Yeah, dog.
Talk to me. Come on. Talk to me.
I'm going to say this. I know one thing. It ain't no such thing as no friend as a woman. We go around here talking about that's my friend. There ain't no such thing. You just waiting on
exactly
her
right.
to offer you that coochie. Soon she
that's
offer you
exactly
that coochie,
right.
you gone.
That's exactly
but you,
right.
But you'll play around. You'll play around like that's just my friend. I guarantee
exactly
if she
right.
say, come on, let's fuck, you going to fuck.
Oh, man.
So,
that's,
come
exactly,
on,
that's
shorty.
It,
that's your friend and
hey,
all that.
That was my point. That was my point about ain't no loyalty with that coochie and that money. Ain't no loyalty.
Hell
no.
Now,
sometimes
it's cool
sometimes
you
that coochie
is coochie
stronger than that money. Yeah. Sometimes that coochie is stronger than that money.
Sure is. But I'm just saying, a lot of these guys, you just try not to put yourself in that situation. Why would you be somewhere where you know you can fuck? Why would you even be there?
Steve Harvey said that. That was Steve Harvey said. He said he ain't got no lady friends. He said he ain't got no lady friends because just like you said, Steve. Come on, man. Here we go with that. Here we go with all that noise again, man. Whoever with all that noise, man, come on. You need to grow up, man. We all you got to do is put your phone on mute and you won't have no problems. Steve Harvey said he ain't got no women friends because as soon as they open that door, look like they've been over them coming in there. I'm trying to make love to you. I'm trying to stick it in you. You're absolutely right. But anybody got anything? A question came in. Joker asked me, and somebody can answer if they want to, because I know y'all probably get this answer right because that's where they asked me, where did I get the name Dog from? If anybody want to answer that, they can go ahead and answer. If you get it right, I'll tell you whether it's right or wrong. They asked me where I get the name
Dog.
Because
you a dog motherfucker. You a dog to the women, motherfucker.
To have all the men,
why
have
you got to be a dog?
Well, kid, back in the day, I ain't bragging. That's what I was, man. That was me.
Yep.
That was an easy one there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got Willie Dog tattooed on my arm right now, Skin. You can't even read it. I've been handling that so long. You know, back in the day, you been in prison or you was a bad joker when you had tattoos, you know. Tattoos wasn't popular
that's
back then. Tattoos wasn't popular back then, though. I got Willie Dog on my arm tattooed right now, and if I didn't know what it said, I couldn't read it. That's how long I've been headed.
The ink wasn't as good back then either.
No, you didn't have no professionals back then. You trying to do what you got there.
Hey, I went to the top people now. What I'm saying is you got to realize my skin done got old and everything too, but and it done ran together. You know how it done ran together now.
Yeah, and I got wrinkles.
I got Willie Dog on one arm and FU on the neck on the other arm. And I can't hardly read neither one of them. If I didn't know what they said, I wouldn't know what it is.
So in other words, what you got on your arms is saying, fuck, dog. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, that's what I was doing, kid. I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where I got it from. I ain't bragging. I ain't got to brag about it. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. I was a dog back then. I was a stone dog.
Roof, roof,
anything that
roof.
Had a pulse. Anything that had a pulse. Yes, sir. Ugly? you know.
Oh, man, you didn't discriminate.
They didn't discriminate. They need love, too. Now, I'm going to ask Skin. Hey, Skin, I'm talking to you now, Skin, since you're the only one on here beside me. Seem like you don't mind telling the truth. Skin.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, in your lifetime, Skin, every time you've seen an ugly girl, a fat girl, or a girl somebody said they don't want, and she got a couple of good-looking girlfriends with her?
Hell yeah.
So why you think I don't hit all of them? And so if you figure you hit that old, you figure you hit that big girl, and you hit it right.
The big girl,
you think she gonna tell her girlfriend? She gonna tell her girlfriend.
Girl, you got a big
dick. and so what that mean? You gonna be getting that mix? So I know how to play that game.
Yeah, Joel is.
I'm gonna tell you another secret. Everybody wanna laugh, but they done did it. I was in the military. Every time I went to a new city or a new town, Skin, guess who I looked up in the. If anybody can tell me who I looked up when I first got to a new city or town, I'm going to give you a free ticket to Jamie. Who I looked up every time I went to a new city? Yeah, who I looked up? Who I looked up every time I was assigned to a new base or a new place I went to? Who you think I looked up?
The runaway girl.
Now, you said the runaway girl. Guess who I looked up? I wanted to know who was the town fag. I wouldn't know who's the town faggot. The faggot know every woman in town. Talk to this kid. Am I lying? No. Stop me when I lie.
I can't say you lie.
I go down there.
I never looked them up, but, yep.
Don't the fags know every woman in town? Don't the fags know every woman in town?
They got all of them.
You're not going to believe me, dog. I was trying to get back to my phone to get off me to tell you that you're looking for the gay boy.
The gay boy. That's right. Yes, that's me. Y'all can say what you want. Yeah. See, I'm small.
I knew what you were saying.
Hey, buddy, I ain't never been handsome or good looking. But I always had skills, boy.
But Willie Dog, I knew where you were going.
You was fortunate to get away with that because back in the day, that faggot you shit wasn't as popular as it is now. The gay shit wasn't as popular as it is now.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying is the gay guy. Back in this town, the gay guys had older women. I mean, to know them because, you know, they had older.
I know, but they wasn't coming out like that. So how would you know? You know what I'm saying? How would you know that they're gay? Who going to tell you?
You go down on the strip. Or you go wherever you to the hip part of town or the worst part of town, and you find out, hey man, where the gay boys hang out at? Where the girls on the street gonna tell you too? I'm gonna get rid of them. I'm gonna go find them. I'm gonna find them, kid. Shit, I'm gonna find them. Long ain't trying to hit me, I'm all right. Long ain't trying to hit me, I'm good.
Damn, skin.
Yeah.
Hey, Skin, damn shame.
Yeah.
You go to town looking for Jeremiah. You go to town looking for Jeremiah.
I was going
to
say that, but I'm glad you said it.
I'm getting out all this free knowledge tonight. And somebody sitting back writing all this down, and they saying, you know what?
But they need to really look for it now because it's popular as a motherfucker now.
But now, you know, it's right now, you don't have to, you know, you can just go in any club if you're a clubber. I mean, the women and everybody, they're getting away now like it's free now. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I came up, like I said, I had skills. I had skills, and I had to give a gab, too. I had to give a gab and skills.
Well, I ain't going to lie. I had me some skills, but I had to have them because everybody else had money, and I ain't had none. I said, "Gee,
there you go. That's right.
Yeah, I ain't had no other choice. That's probably why I'm so clever with it now. Cause I ain't had no choice.
That's exactly right. That's why I kind of asked you some of the questions. See, some guys out here know I'm telling the truth, but they ashamed to say it. They looking at themselves in the mirror saying, you know, they just, I ain't ashamed to say it. Nothing. What I did is what I did. What I did made me the man I am today, and I think I done did pretty good for myself. Like I said, if I leave here yesterday, I done lived my life. I done lived my life in half of some of y'all's, man.
That's right.
I ain't got no.
You did that.
Yes, sir. Some people talking about, if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't do it. If I could do it all over again, I'd do it the same damn way. Because look where it got me this far. Mm-hmm. It got me right here. It got me this far. So what the hell am I changing for? What am I changing for? The Lord wanted me to slow down and stop acting as bad as I was acting, he made me hop like I'm hopping now. I ain't mad.
Hey, listen to this, man.
I ain't changed.
Listen to this, Willie Dog. Anybody
talk to me
that want to go back and change something in their life, they probably wouldn't be here today. We all talking to each other today. If they could change something in their life, they probably have been at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes, sir.
Or would have caught the wrong shit at the wrong time. You don't know what you'd call it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if they don't know that, I don't know what else to tell them. Now, I understand. Somebody dead and gone, and you like, damn, they should have changed this or they should have changed that. They died too early. They died too soon. We hear that all the time. But we sitting here talking to each other. Go ahead.
But still, look at it like this here. In my older days, I said that ain't right because we said the Lord don't make no mistakes. So if the Lord took me away from me, it was my time. I know the shit I done did. I thought I swear for God right now. I can look you in the face and tell you I swear I never thought I'd make 25. Ain't no way in the world
I thought I'd make it to 21.
Ain't no way in hell the shit I was doing, I thought I was going to ever make it to 25.
So trust me, I believe.
When I got to 25, I thought,
I had another goal. I said, damn, I ain't going to make it to C 30.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nate had some back.
I'm speaking all this talk now because a lot of us out here right now can change some of the shit we're doing now to better themselves. Stop trying to front and do this and do this then when you can't do it. Just like right now, we all think we big shots and number one and all that shit. No, we ain't. We go to the same old ragged-ass racetrack, and some of y'all wear them $600-$700 pants and shoes and shit, and y'all come back, got the same old damn black shit on your shit, and your shit the same as me. I go out there with my JCPenney damaged shoes on and my JCPenney overalls and all that, and you ain't doing no better than me. You ain't doing no better than me.
You sure right about that?
You got a point there. Yeah.
You do no better than me. You come to the track, you got on $600 pants. So, when you pull them off, smell the seat of your pants, you don't smell like shit. You're like mine, dude.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, though.
Yeah. You paid $600 to smell for a shitty smelling pair of pants. I paid $39.99 for mine. Talk to me, baby. Don't let that discourage nobody.
If you want to buy some $600 pants, you can afford to buy what the fuck you like.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong now. You know, they got there wearing them Jordan stuff. A man bought me some LeBrons. Supposed to be just like Jordan. Cost more than Jordan. Bought me some LeBrons. I wore them one time. When I came back, I had to soak my cones, my feet. It helps us all. Man, my feet hurt like a beat. Man, give me my $39.95, $60 JCPenney shoes, and then he's going back out there so my feet won't be hurting, man. Go to them jogs on and all that shit looking pretty and everything.
Did them LeBrons make you walk in there faster or whatever, or what?
You have to ask your old lady, kid, because I was in the bathroom knocking her off, and you didn't know I did.
Okay.
Ask your old lady, kid. Mm-hmm. You got to ask your old lady. I stood up in it with them LeBrons on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I done gave y'all my talk for the day, man. I done come down off my high now. I ain't high no more. Hey, Nakia, the ones you gave me, that's what I'm talking about. I wear them. My feet ain't hurting, baby. You bought me a pair, two pair, and Tate bought me a pair. My feet don't hurt no more. Thank y'all. And Nakia, you probably been sending me a pair for Christmas. I ain't got my Christmas present, Nakia.
Yes, sir. Don't pay the Nakia. You don't have to brag about when you do something with somebody new. I know you bought me some shoes, brother. You bought me 2 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear. Yeah, you bought me 2. Yeah, Nakia Devon, that's my boy there out in Portland.
He's a real good. He's a real good dude. Real good.
Take gave you a pair too.
Yeah, Tate. I just said Tate. Yeah, Tate took care of me first. Yes, sir. I see him. Warm today. Had him on today, kid. Had him on today. Yes, sir. Feet feel good in them too. I think Skin the one was telling me about. Skin, you weren't brought up about what kind of shoes to wear to make your feet feel good. Didn't you bring that shit up and Tate bought me some?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, well, it was a while ago when I got them.
Willie Dog,
talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Willie Dog, I don't mean to interrupt the show, but can we please
stop. You're not interrupting the show. Anybody that wanna, once they got the flow, they can say what the hell they wanna say. Come on,
Dog. Hey, Dog. Can we please say a prayer for this NFL player who just got injured in the game? It's not looking good, fellas. Can we please say a prayer?
Who is he? What team?
Not to be condescending, but if we said a prayer for every NFL player or whatever got hurt, we'd be praying. We would never get off the show.
Dog, can we please say a prayer, Dog?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. You can say one, go ahead.
Brother,
you don't hear me praying on here.
Can we please say a prayer?
Tim House, Brother B, both of y'all mic open. That's who you need to talk to, Twin. Yeah, we can interview you.
Who was it, Twin?
I didn't say anything.
It was one of the players.
Because he said he asked Brother D. That's why I didn't say anything.
It's one of the players.
Out there, I'll do.
It's one of the players for the Buffalo Bills. He made the tackle, helmet to the chest. He stood up and just collapsed on the field. They got the ambulance on the field now. That's not good, fellas.
Yeah, I was away from the phone. I was away from my phone. My brother said, can we say a prayer? We don't want to go on the show long. I'm asking those of you all that's listening. You all know the routine. I want you to bow your head. Give God your heart. Give you. Let's pray for the brother, whoever he may be. We don't have a name, but God already knows. God knew about the accident before it took place. Father God, we come to you. Come in, Father, with a humble heart right now. We've just been told, Lord, that one of your children, for we all are yours, one of your children has just gotten hurt on a football field playing a game that takes talent that you gave him. And we're asking, Lord, for strength right now. Father, we're asking that whatever the illness might be, whatever the situation may be, Lord, touch it right now. Let your angels hover around him right now, Lord. Father, we know that you are a doctor above all doctors, and we know that you're able to fix whatever the case might be. Mend the broken hearts, mend the broken bones, touch him right now, and then give his family a peace of mind. We know that they're looking on, Lord. We know that he's probably nervous right now trying to figure out what's going on, but we know that they are able. Touch right now in a mighty way. We need you, Lord. We need you like we never needed you before. Father, just bless in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I say again, brothers, we don't know the brother. We don't know it's black, white, whoever it may be. But one thing we do know, God knows, and he sees no color. And, well, I like to tell you all this before I get back out the way. When you ask God for something, he's already standing by. He wants to bless. And just like we asked him to bless that player there, he'll bless you the same. Amen. Brother D, back out the way. I'm not going to turn here. Amen.
Yeah, hey, Twin, you don't have to apologize for nothing. Twin, like I told you, this show here is open for any and everybody.
It don't make no difference. You can come on here and cuss me out or a cuss flop out or whatever you want to do. I don't try to put you in no box. Only thing I ask is if we got a topic going on, we only speak one at a time, and don't change our topic yet. But coming on like that, we was about through with the topic. We the floor was open, twin. So you good, twin. You good, man. 832-3901, you over.
Yeah, dog, that's pretty bad there, dog.
What's that, man?
What do you actually pray about?
Uh-huh.
He's been down 9 minutes. They submitted CPR, trying to get him back.
Oh. You trying to say he might have been in, he got the wind knocked out, or he dead on the field or something?
They working on him like he dead on the field. 9 minutes down.
Damn.
He been out nine minutes.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just not looking at the game.
Like I said, not trying to be condescending and those things. Football, basketball, all these sports and drag racing, it comes with the danger comes with the territory. We know that before we get out there. I mean, but you know, twin, you didn't do nothing wrong, but I'm just saying that. I mean, you know, it's part of life. It's part of life. Come on, guys. If y'all want to go ahead and get around here, we can. I done did enough talking for the day, man. New year coming in, new expectations I ready for. Come on, twin. You got something you want to say? Come on with it, man. Anybody got something? Come on with it, guys. Say what you want on here. Say what you want on here, guys. Everybody on here ain't no bigger than nobody else.
I mean, we could talk about that beard. We could talk about that beard.
B, I'm for the blockies.
I want to know that. Hey, Willie Dawg.
Yeah,
Willie
Dawg. I heard old pipe out there. Yeah, come on, kid.
I want to know how R. Kelly fathered that baby, and he locked up for 3 years.
He probably had conjugal visit.
Oh yeah.
Now
you're saying it's not his kid.
Well, if
somebody
he know lying. He didn't do it, and he been locked. Well, if he know he ain't got conjugal visits, and she ain't been there to visit him, and she done got pregnant, we know damn well that he is.
I'm leaving
out of
here.
Yeah.
Now, of course,
somebody
I think
lying.
That if he no, maybe not kid. Now, this is what could have happened. Why, if he was, when he was out, if she was messing around. Some women are smart. They get celebrities. She might have froze some of his sperm. She might have put something in her future, saved his sperm, froze his sperm, and when he got pregnant like that, that could happen.
Oh,
see,
okay.
I told you, I know all the tricks, man. I know life,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I know all
I
the tricks.
See, I see that.
Yeah.
Cause I know he's been locked up for 3 years. So
yeah.
Hey,
Willie
Dawg. Willie Dawg.
Yes,
Willie Dawg.
Yeah. Talk to me, Tim. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was always taught by the older guys. They used to say, hey, boy, don't leave no condom at the house because they're going in and get that stuff and pump it in them. And next thing you know, you're pregnant and they got them. And, man, I heard they do that kind of stuff,
man. You know how many ways around that, Tim? You know how many ways around that? The woman could have, you know, like I said, if you got a woman, 8 out of 10 of us, if we got a steady woman, we don't use condoms. We normally don't use condoms. But if we did, All she got to do is stick a hole in the condom, and she can insert something in her vagina to catch the sperm.
Pin a hole in it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ways around all that, Tim. Ain't no safe. The only safe proof of not getting a woman pregnant. Tell her what it is, kid. Since you've been messing up all day today.
No,
tell her what it is.
That's
kid.
What I was saying, dog.
Your name, kid.
Get it from the back. Get it from the back, dog.
Hell no, kid. Just don't get it at all, man. Don't do it at all. Come on, Tim.
You took it wrong. I said if you were messing around and you over there and you take the condom off, they'll take it and put it in them and get pregnant, and you know that you didn't do it, and then that's what I was saying.
I know that.
I'm not saying that you.
I know what you meant.
Okay.
I know what you meant. I was just telling you ways around there.
That's the oldest trick in town.
I'm just telling you ways around. That's the oldest trick in town.
I'm just saying.
You just,
I know
you
that.
When you do that,
told,
that's the easiest way, Tim. Tim, that's the easiest way.
Yeah.
The only way not to be accused of a child, a father and a child for a woman is not to screw her.
You got a point there.
If you don't do it, it must be immaculate conception.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget now, you could be screwing a girlfriend, and a girlfriend can tell her, hey, save me some of that. I'm gonna put some of that in me. Save me some of that.
So oh, man.
It's ways around everything. Yeah, it's ways around everything, too. If they want to get you, if they want to get you, Tim, they're going to get you. If they want to get you, they're going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's ways around everything you do. So what now?
Yeah, I'm here, dog. I heard you.
Now, somebody said something. Somebody said something? Come on out behind the bush there. We grown men on him. Let your nuts hang. Come on. Let your nuts hang. Even though we know you ain't got none, let them hang, though.
Oh, man.
Y'all great.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm ready.
Just because you ready for on, brother.
Right on. I'm about ready to wrap this up. If somebody got something. I'm ready to get out of here because y'all got something, guys. I'm tired. If y'all got something, I'll stay. If y'all ain't got nothing, we finna get out of here. Anybody got something? Anybody got any requests? Anything they want to say?
What y'all done did? Bobby Cole off the show? You done borrowed Bobby Cole off your show, dog?
I don't know. I can't fit it. They say I'll be getting jealous.
When you tell me Low Rider's ready, this is what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull my race car wherever you at. I'm gonna unhook the trailer.
Okay.
Run you with the tow vehicle.
These shows I recorded that though. These shows I recorded. I'm somewhat of an elephant with remembrance. You know, I don't forget too much now. I'm gonna call Kenny right now. I gotta call my chest man. See what's happening.
Oh man, not Kenny Hogan.
You
see what's happening? We're gonna call him now because we know he ain't there. He ain't getting up with a recording.
Hold up, this is what he gonna get.
Tick-tock.
All they gotta do is keep on keeping on. She gonna make her debut. I might make my debut about a cold race.
I know that was a song called Tick-tock. All right, we wait on
Remember this, dog. When you hear an old soul called Death Blow, you know I'm coming through the track. I'll be coming through the gate. Yes, just
Hey, remember now, when you see me walk straight again, that's when I'm gonna believe it. With that being said, hey, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for y'all some spiritual enlightenment tomorrow and some more knowledge if y'all want it tomorrow. Y'all tune in tomorrow. Willie Dog here. Oh, I forgot, kid. My new theme song, I told you, I'm a dog. I'm a canine. I'm genuine. I'm pedigree. And now what I'm going to do, kid, every time I go up in 901 Bad Boy Predator behind, I'm a dog walking. That's my new theme. Y'all. I'm a dog walking. You know how your dog walks somebody key?
Why you call them boys out like that, though?
Because they ain't said it right. You said it right, brother.
That's how you feel?
Boys.
That's how you feel?
That's the boys. See, men do what they want, or boys do what they can. Boys do what they can. Fight. 9-on-1 fight, boy.
I know. Rich can't be on it. Rich can't be on it.
Fight. The 9-on-1 bad boy, predator. I'm a dog walking. But he ain't gonna be the only one on the dog walk. That's my
name. I know Wick can't be on
here. I can't believe Wick gonna lay down and take that dog. Wick.
It don't make no, I didn't call Wick name. I didn't call Wick name.
Brother D.
I didn't call Wick name.
Brother D. Dog is like a set of warm-up plugs to me. Dog is like a set of warm-up plugs to me. I'm gonna warm up on him.
Hey, kid, let me ask you a question, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because the kid, you betting zero today because you ain't been too smart today, but I know you got this him because a warm up plug, don't a warm up plug crank your car up? Can a warm up plug crank your car up, kid?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all. Okay. Thank you. No problem. I done seen a warm up plug do a better job than a regular plug go out there. I seen a guy go out there for 10,000 and lost it because one of the plugs was cracked. Shoot it up the warm up plug.
Oh man, not the NGK.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, they was auto like this. They wasn't using NGK then.
Oh,
they was
man.
Auto like. They was using auto like this. They were 39, 31s or 32s or whatever, 22s or whatever it is. They was using auto like this.
Oh, man, AD22.
Brother D, the only one in the racetrack that used champion, man. Brother D got champion.
Oh, man, not the N5 champion.
I see you R45CS, man. They worked in. They worked out.
So you champion.
They worked in.
Tim Housley. I don't know what Tim Housley is. Let me see what Tim Housley. What you use, Tim Housley?
All the lights.
Nah.
What'd you say, dog?
Right.
I didn't.
Don't worry about it. Go on back and do what you was doing. Let me find me something. I got to get out of here, man. All right, guys. We out here. See y'all tomorrow, man.
You know, make an invitation this day, dog.
Tune in tomorrow and listen to Brother D. Right now, we hope he talk. Y'all tune in from about 6 or 7 o'clock. He be telling the truth. After 7 o'clock, when he said lowrider, I can't vouch for that. I can't.